Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Well, 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 how are you? I feel like I have so much stuff to say, so let me just start. First of all, hi. I am at the Vermont Comedy Club, and I did get a keyboard player. But guess what? If you're someone and you play drums, a lot of times, you know, drummers are like, well, I play drums, but he needs a keyboard and a drums. We have a keyboard player. He's great. So I'm telling you, if you're like, you play the drums and there's a little bit of money. And then you want to play, you live in Vermont, you have to do Friday and Saturday. You just got to email me at toddglasscomedy.com. Say, yeah, I play the drums. You just have to be here at 5:30 Friday night, which is tonight, because I'm here. Well, we did one show last night, which was Thursday, but I have two shows tonight, which is Friday. And then I have two shows tomorrow, which is Saturday. So if you think, I think I could do it, it's not that hard, just email me. I'll give you a call. I'll tell you what it is, and you can decide if you want to do it. But I would need you to do all two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. All right, enough with that. But I am at the Vermont Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow. And let me tell you something. It's an awesome club. This whole little town is awesome. But let me rip through some stuff. Please don't lose me here. I did some dates with Louis C.K. And usually it's just, you know, Louis in one act. But this case, it was one night. It was me and it was Rachel Feinstein and Joe List. And Joe List today. And by the way, Rachel, very funny. Joe List was very funny. And Joe has a new CD coming out today on Comedy Central Records, I'm pretty sure. I should have all the information. He sent it to me, but just as I went to do the opening, I don't. But we're going to play a little clip of it at the end of today's show. But if you just want a really good CD with great stand-up, you're like, who the fuck doesn't? Go find it. You'll love it. You really will. You'll be like, this guy is a great stand-up. And that's that. So, also, we have, I feel like there's so much I should relax, but you're listening, right? So, anyway, I had these t-shirts a while back. They were Todd, the Louis C.K. open closes for Todd Glass Tour 2012. They made some more, and since my website is all being redone, I'm going to direct you right to Todd Glass. .merchtable.com. I'll say it again. Toddglass.merchtable.com. And there's the Louis doesn't have any merchandise. So if you lend some with Louis on it and me, it's the Louis closes for Todd Glass Tour 2016. And there's some other stuff too, like bailout shirts, the Todd Glass Show Fridays at 9 after Marc Maron. There's a few of those left over too. But anyway, so there's that. On today's show, our guest is Paco, the one and only. He's amazing. It was a lot of fun. Some people we have coming up, John Mulaney and Nick Schwartzen would be, I would say, within the next month. And on today's show, Lori, I met Lori because I did Ryan is Super Strong. And he introduced me to Lori. And I say her last name wrong, which is embarrassing. Pasqualino. I said it wrong, but it's P-A-S-Q-U-A-L-I-N-O. And she was great. You'll hear her on the show today. She was great. And she is playing Friday, July 22nd at the Vampire Lounge. And then she's opening up for Primary Colors on July 29th at 8 o'clock. So there you go. And you, Joe List, go download his CD. It's called Are You Mad at Me? How great is that name? Also, Joe does a podcast with Mark Norman, who is a very funny stand-up comedian as well. And I'm not just throwing that out there. That's why when people that are out of touch, you know, like comedians that don't go out anymore, they don't know what the fuck's going on with comedy. So they just tell you, oh, comedy's not like it used to be. Yeah, it is. It's fine. Guys like Joe and Mark prove it. And a ton of other comedians that are really funny. But anyway, not a ton. That doesn't even make it special. It makes it look like, oh, if there's a ton, then why is it special? There's not a ton, but there's the same amount, if not more, than there were in the 80s. So anyway, are you mad at me? I love that name. So go find that CD and listen to it. I think I got everything out of the way. Again, you play the drums. There's probably someone playing the drums going, I don't know. It doesn't matter if you've played with this guy or not before. It's so easy, you're going to be able to do it. So there's that. I know that was a lot. That was a lot. All right. Well, I probably forgot something in this opening, but I think that's it. You're great. Those audiences, man, we'll talk about it next week, how great the audiences were opening up for Louis. They were just Louis C.K. They were just, it proves once again, I'm not going to talk about it today. We'll talk about it on next week's podcast. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. So you're great. And I'll see you here in Vermont at the Vermont Comedy Club if you're coming by tonight, Friday, or tomorrow, Saturday. I said that already. Alrighty. Todd Glass Comedy. Drummer. All right.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Yeah. Paco Romaine, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest tonight.
You got it.
This is our new opening. This is our new opening. It's a Nathaniel Radcliffe cover, instrumental. You like Nathaniel Radcliffe? Can you hear it? Wow. It's the Todd Glass Show, you dumb fuck. Ah, look at this. The fuck up. Charlie Kraft is here. Huh? And Aaron Simon, he's back 3 weeks in a row. Aaron Simon. Come on! I need a drink. And guess who's back? Let's turn the music off. And really, Aristotle's here.
Robbie Kirkhoff.
Robbie Kirkhoff.
Oh, what?
He's on
what?
The board tonight.
What?
Well, let's get back to me first.
But I want to, before we go back to Aristotle, but seriously, Aristotle is here. Robbie Kirkhoff's on the board, but something is bigger happening. And then I'm to George Carlin, and I'm being honest. To George Carlin. Let's get the music going. Let's keep it going. There you go. Keep it going. Keep it going. He was here. Irk. He was here. He hung out. He was part of the family. Everyone knows him. Irk. And he went back to Boise. He bought a house.
Oh!
I can afford a house!
I have a mortgage!
I have a mortgage! Oh, I'm doing so well. I bought a house that I just rent out. And then he says, he goes, I might. And then he tells me.
Oh, wow.
I'm so great.
You have a dog? You have a dog?
Wow.
I'm happy with the family.
So he moves out to Boise. He moves to Boise. While he's there, he still, produces Henry Phillips' Hour Special, which I still love it. And by the way, it's going to be available on
HenryPhillips.com, August 15th.
Ooh, he's got a website!
Oh,
but let me tell you something. Go watch Henry Phillips' Special, because it is beautiful. And it really, but anyway, and enough of that shit. Anyway, and then he moves to, and then he moves back to Boise, but he does that while he's there. Now he, a week ago, he's back. He's back in this studio. He did, let me tell you something. Hold on one second, because we're gonna give this the just round of applause that it deserves, because I'm going to really give Eric a good intro here. What are you doing over there?
My mic came out.
That's what your mom told me.
Oh!
Hey!
Todd got Aaron. All right. So he moves, and when he was here, he would always, it was me, him, and Chris Burden. We'd always hang out. I'd say his name funny, and that's how I started to call him Irk. And then he's back there for 3 years. A week ago, he is back in Los Angeles. You know, a lot of people we talked about, you talk about you want to do something here. Sometimes you got to go back home and reorganize.
Yeah.
But when you say, yep, I did it, I'm back.
Back.
I like that.
Back, baby.
And even while he was there, like I said, he didn't say, well, I'm in Boise. What can I do? Hey, you produced a Henry Phillips special from Boise. You came in for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's not easy with all those props.
Thank you.
You know? You got close-ups on those.
Now, let's get the music, the same music ready. He's back, and he did my notes tonight, and that is not why he moved back to Los Angeles. This is not the reason. It is just a stupid little bonus that I get. Eric has military handwriting because he was in the military. He fought for this country of ours.
Ooh, I can fight for my country.
Sorry, the trumpets aren't here, but this is the way they sound.
So something's at half mast.
So,
you know what I mean?
So
that makes no sense.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Now I got to get to some business here. It's not all jokes.
Mm-mm.
Paco is here.
Yeah.
Paco Remain.
Woo!
I've got.
Woo, he's got a last name.
So Eric is now he's back. So he's back. And the bonus that I get, I'm going to finish the sentence, that he does my notes because he has military handwriting. So my notes look so nice and so clean. Every military, they teach you to write all caps. Mm-hmm. I only knew that because I looked at the way he writes in all caps. He goes, they teach you to write in all caps. I guess it's clean. It's organized. Every one of my post-its is perfectly written. All my things over here are perfectly written. Even the thing that I made him write, what did I write right there? What's that say? First thing.
Eric's here.
Right. So yeah. Well, because I might forget. Just that he's sitting behind me. Okay. So let me get it. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's get some nice music.
Yeah.
And welcome him. Make him feel. Where's that music? Here we go. Come on, everybody.
Yay!
Come on. It's a Todd Glass show. You think I'm not going to do a good job? It's a Todd Glass show. It's gotta go. Oh, we're going to have so much fun. Let me tell you something. You're not going to be able to be depressed.
No.
I'll tell you, I take the depression and I strike it from your body. I take the depression and we strike it from somebody's body.
Don't take my depression, please.
Back with the music. I know how to produce a show. I'm not a stupid. Of course I'm going to do a professional show. It's the Todd Glass show. Son of a bitch. Get out of here. Alright, enough. Nathaniel, by the way, I think I could sing. Anyway, I wanted to say that I'm boiling hot right now. I'm not boiling hot, but I'm
roasting.
I've been cooler. Is that air con- Yeah, the air conditioning's on. So the video of the cat crank phone call, let me get two things out of the way here real quick. The video of the cat, there's a Vori Scovel, and I don't think it's Jordan now that I'm starting to think about it. I need a lighter. Thank you. Do you want to light this up?
Yeah.
Thank you. I don't think it's Jordan. Whoever it is, they're great. So they play a cat and they send in their crank phone calls to the show. That's the joke we started. This cat loves the show and sends us in crank phone calls. So anyway, someone took it. And then they put it to a video on YouTube. And it says, what does it say? How does someone find it, Eric? I know Lars and Kelly did it, but how
Or we're going to tweet it tomorrow. It'd already been tweeted.
It's already on the Facebook
page. It's already on the Facebook page. Did I tell you we're going to start getting organized around this show?
Yeah.
What did I tell you last time I saw you?
You said, listen, Paco, going to get organized. Going to get fucking organized. Yeah.
How would you know this?
Yeah. I would only
tell him.
Because you texted me. You were like, F-O, fucking organized. That's what we do. That's what we're going to have. That's how we're going to fucking do it from now on. F-O, F-O, F-O. You said over and over and over. And military-style handwriting. It was all caps.
Give me some music!
Give him some music!
I have to produce a show! It's a Todd Glenn show! What do you think? I'm not going to do a professional show!
Pull over!
It's a
hug
show.
Your loved one! Kiss a baby!
Kiss a baby! This is a cold opening! Other shows are shit in their pants! Enough yelling. People don't need to be yelled at.
Yeah, it's we need to be a little more considerate, I think, of people.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's, you know what? People just need to be nicer to each other.
Thank you, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, so the cat video, we already tweeted it. I'm going to do this, and then we're going to, like, I love this. Excuse me. I'm going to take a, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this, and then we're going to, not take a break, but maybe we will take a break. And then we'll start the show, or we'll roll right into the show. But this is sort of, this isn't, why am I overly setting it up? John, I always pronounce it, I have a hard time with his last name, Robbie Kirkhoff.
John Cena.
And Robbie is on the board tonight. I think that's very important.
That
How do I say
John it? Cena.
John Cena, thank you.
John.
The wrestler? John Cena,
yes, but
the wrestler.
Robbie is on the board tonight. How do I say it? And maybe it's hard to say it, but if I could sing it. Robbie Kirkhoff on the board. Pretty special.
Robbie Kirkhoff.
What?
What?
Robbie Kirkhoff.
What?
Shut up.
At Lord
you did this?
Of course I did. What are you?
And Instagram and Snapchat. It's the same.
You want some bubbles? I'll Robbie give you bubbles.
Kirkhoff. Who's got bubbles?
I'm not going to be cheap with the bubbles, Robbie. Look, you want a bubble?
What?
They're bubbles. You got
like,
bubbles just for
sure.
me?
They're like 4 cents
you got
a bubble.
Bubbles just for
nah,
me?
Yeah, they're for him.
Oh. Oh, wait. Who
I thought they were just for...
I thought they were for you.
This is awkward.
They were for both of you.
Jesus, I never thought the bubbles would start such a controversy.
They're bubbles. Here's Who the are the bubbles for?
So listen, to George Carlin, and then we're going to come back. It's going to be free for him. If you're thinking, you know, the show I remember that I did was more looser. It seems like Todd has an agenda because you just forgot the first 10 minutes of
it.
And then we're almost past that. I don't remember. I haven't really been doing that anymore, apologizing, because I keep the openings fluffy. But I want to play this. And if I thought it was boring, I wouldn't want to play it. But I love it. I love it. I don't just think it's cool. I think it's, and I'm being to George Carlin, I think it's amazing what you could do when you just, you know, you go, fuck it, he's a wrestler. Obviously, everything he says is so forward-thinking. And, you know, some people want to protect their brand. They go, I wouldn't say hateful things, but I don't know if I could do a PSA and say that we should accept it. Can I just keep my mouth shut? You know, he has a career. He has a career.
Sure he does.
He knows he could lose people like everybody else. That's the fear. But he does this PSA, and I think it's fucking amazing. Oh. And I'll tell you why I like it. Because Tom Martin said it like a year ago, just out of the blue, and I think a lot of people have said it since. Why does patriotism seem to always come with stupidity when it should stand for, you know, it should stand for like the exact opposite. Like, and that's what this PSA is about. Yeah, this country stands for exactly what you're against, and that's the – and he just says he doesn't not include one group. And it's exactly what Tom Martin said. Yeah, let's be patriotic in an open-minded way, not in like, well, you'll hear it. He says it. Hope you don't. I hope you like it as much as I do, because if you don't, you're stupid. No. Think about it.
No, that's true.
You don't get to listen to this and go, all right, well, it didn't do for me what it did for Todd. No. That should scare you. What am I getting more out of it? What I'm wrong? No, I'm getting out of it what I should. If you don't, at one point during it, when I'm playing it, you're like, this ain't doing it for me. Then there's something you're not in connection with some realities, because this just feels so fucking right. Hearing a big guy that could be a dumb fuck be brilliant and not forget about one group, and I fucking loved it. Or maybe I'm wrong, because there's the other thing you can do when you have a voice, and that's, you know, not do this. Play the fucking thing. I'm bored already. Now I'm afraid it's not going to be so great. I can't even enjoy it.
There's a word thrown around a lot. It inspires passionate debate, and it's worn like a badge of honor, and with good reason. Because it means love and devotion for one's country. Love. For a word designed to unite, it can also be pretty divisive. You see, there's more to patriotism than flag-sequined onesies and rodeos and quadruple cheeseburgers. Patriotism is love for a country, not just pride in it. But what really makes up this country of ours? What is it we love? It's more than just a huge rock full of animals like cougars and eagles, right? It's the people. Do me a favor. Close your eyes for a second. I want to try something out. Picture the average U.S. citizen. Think about it.
Do it.
How old are they? What's their hair like? How much can they bench?
250.
You got one? Okay. So chances are, the person you're picturing right now looks a little different than the real average American. There are 319 million U.S. citizens. 51% are female. So first off, the average American is a woman. Cool, huh? Is that what you pictured? 54 million are Latino, 40 million senior citizens, 27 million are disabled, 18 million are Asian. That's more people in the U.S. than play football and baseball combined. 9 million are lesbian, gay, bi, transgender, more than the entire amount of people that live in the state of Virginia. Around 10 million are redhead, 5.1 million play ultimate frisbee, and 3.5 million are Muslim. Triple the number of people currently serving in the United States military. Almost half the country belongs to minority groups. People who are lesbian, African American, and bi, and transgender, and Native American, and proud of it. We know that labels don't devalue us, they help define us, keeping us dialed into our cultures and our beliefs and who we are as Americans. After all, what's more American than freedom to celebrate the things that make us, us? I mean, it's stitched into the stars and stripes of this country, from the Constitution to Gettysburg, to our motto, E Pluribus Unum, from many, one. It's even in our country's name, the United States. This year, patriotism shouldn't just be about pride of country. It should be about love. Love beyond age, disability, sexuality, race, religion, and any other labels. Because the second any of us judge people based on those labels, we're not really being patriotic, are we? So let's try this one more time. Close your eyes. Picture the average Joe or Joan or Juan or Jean-Luc. The real people will make America, America. This year, whenever you feel the urge to don those star-spangled shorts, set off fireworks the size of my biceps to show love for our country, remember that to love America is to love all Americans. Because love has no labels.
I really hope he's curling a Ford while he's giving this. like he's bench pressing,
driving a Ford. Oh, I thought he meant driving like a Ford car.
Like, well, no, like bench pressing a Ford. Oh. I think instead, but it's some sort of American car.
Well, I thought I keep thinking you're going to do magic with your little tissue. Well, you do a character, don't you? With it, he's got a wrinkled up Kleenex. Everybody, yeah. Just so you know, I like to paint the picture for people.
Yeah,
at
it's
home.
A good picture.
And then you put it in between your hand last time you're here, and you have a voice. You do.
Yeah.
What was that? Do you mind doing?
No,
it right
no,
now?
I don't mind. At all.
You talk to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go do your thing. You do it. So you do this in your act.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, let me hear. I like a little bit.
This is how I actually. If I can also paint the picture,
right.
If you don't mind,
sure.
Is I close my act with this bit. You guys have all seen me, right? You've seen all my special. Everyone's raising their hand.
Oh yeah,
for everybody. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, yeah. No. That's the one of the year.
Yeah.
Oh,
special. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys. Yeah. It's amazing. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
No, no. On Netflix.
I watched
it
in slow motion.
I watched it.
Thank
you. I watched it 2 times.
I watched it 6 times.
Thank you. Thank you.
I thought I couldn't watch it more. Oh my God! Why am I watching his videos 50 times?
Thank you.
I can't take it anymore. And that's when you called me.
You
said Paco's so funny. Let's get him on the show. And then I couldn't believe it. And then we got you.
So
no, we're totally aware of your work. Oh my God! This is crazy.
Thank you so much.
I'm freaking out.
How'd you get this guy?
Thank you so much.
Who's your booking?
Thank you so much.
So yes,
my special is If I Could Just Hear the Rain, which maybe you guys have seen. So this is how I usually end.
Right. So can I do one more thing and I won't interrupt?
No,
I want our audience, when he's doing your voice,
yeah,
you hear the voice, right?
There it is.
Let me hear their voice. When you talk to this thing that you make up, this character, which I love it,
yeah,
you have a different voice. So
yes,
I want the audience, whenever you hear the other voice,
yeah,
not his voice now,
right.
His voice now, picture him when you hear the voice he's going to do. I don't want to tip it. Picture him with a napkin opening and closing it.
Right.
That's the puppet.
So the character I do, his name is Sheldon. And
and
he's from Winnetee, Arkansas.
And I love it. Okay, is this like a play or more like a one-man show, or you just do this
at
comedy
It's
clubs?
Actually all of it. I do all of it. It's a play. It's a one-man show. It's an HBO special. It's a miniseries. It's a 30 for 30 ESPN thing.
A novella.
It's a novella.
I think it could be a novella.
It's a vanilla because it's a taste as well.
That's a spicy joke. Harris Whittles.
It's awesome.
Harris Whittles said that one night after one of his jokes when he was in Tempe with me.
Yeah.
And now that's a spicy joke. Yeah. I went, I fucking
love God damn it.
I love that. That's a spicy
joke. So much sauce. So
now
much
that he's
sauce.
Dead, now that he's dead, I wrote a fake letter from him saying I could have it.
Mm. Good. Did he respond back?
No, if anyone ever calls me on it, I go, well, this is a letter from Harris Whittles. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
I have it right here.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
Do you want to read it or do you want me to read it?
It's up to you. I'll read it if you want. But
okay, I'd rather you read it.
Yeah. All right.
Aaron's laughing because he knows why I want him to read it, because I'm too lazy to have to think of anything funny to say that's funny.
Dear Tim. Huh, that's weird. Dear Tim Glass. I kind of enjoyed my time with you in Tempe. I remember when you really enjoyed all of my jokes and used most of them in your set after my set. That was weak.
Wait, I'm sorry, and I can only be honest. What's this bit? I had a little fresh air. And I didn't want to just not enjoy it. I go, let me stop and just be honest. So what is the bit? Is it hot in here?
It's Harris Whittle's letter to you for permission of the bit.
You ready for
that's thank you? That's amazing. Okay. So go ahead. Yes.
Yes.
Well, that's embarrassing. I go right back in your character. I'd rather you not read it.
Yeah.
You know what he did? He goes, is that what you did? What I think you did?
Yeah.
The person plays all. Yeah. You go, okay, you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
No.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead with your fucking reading ability. Let's see what you got there, Tinseltoe. Tinseltown? I don't know. None of this makes sense.
Everything makes sense.
Everything does make sense. You know what? Right now, guys, you're more right than you've ever been.
Thank you. Everything is great.
Yeah.
Here. This studio, you can do no wrong. Take a deep breath.
Stand over there.
So listen what happened. When we took that deep breath, you know what happened. So I'm sitting here with Paco, and what were you saying? what was it you said to us about? What did you just say before when we took that deep breath? We were talking about something.
Yeah.
What was it? You remember, Robbie. You're good with this.
You threw away his cloth.
Yeah, you threw away his cloth. We were doing the bit with... threw away cloth.
Harris Whittles.
No. I'm talking about just what we just came back from.
Oh, he had some funny jokes during the break, and he wanted
not
it to
just
keep
funny, hysterical, sir.
Yeah.
You called them hysterical earlier. Before we hit record, you said they were hysterical.
Well, where we...
just not funny. Jesus Christ.
Well, we took a break.
Todd,
just heard us take a deep breath.
When you called me, Todd, you said you had the most professional staff ever.
I do. I think I do.
I think, can you tell him those jokes were hysterical and not just
well,
funny?
I think whatever he does is hysterical.
Thank you. Oh, well, no.
Oh, what? We're supposed to say they're hysterical?
Yeah, you'd be nice.
Yeah, just be nice to your guests.
Yeah, no, they're great. They're great. Yeah,
okay.
They're
listen, I'm the king of just changing everything. What I'd like to do right now is I want to be professional. I feel a little bit lost. So everybody just relax.
Just relax.
The thing with the voice. That's, I remembered. That's right. Why you leave everything in. When we took a break, Robbie's right about the whole, the second thing we're going to talk about. Keep that in your head. But when we took that deep breath, the main thing that happened was I threw away the napkin that was going to be your little joke for the puppet.
Yeah.
And it was a scrump. It was like a little piece of napkin, but it looked so disgusting. It looked like literally someone had it and they blew their nose with it 100 times. All right, I know they're handing it back to him underneath the table. I know
you have
what's
no
going
idea where
so
you're talking.
So listen to this. So listen, I'm going to make sense here. Just bear with me here. So anyway, I throw it out. I go, you'll use a piece of paper.
It's not even the same one. Okay. You guys gave me a different one.
Hold on.
It's just a used tissue.
Hold on. So anyway, listen. Listen, that's the same one. And I know it is because we never have it like that in there. No one does that. So anyway, so I threw it out because I couldn't take it anymore.
Right.
I said, you'll just use a piece of paper.
Right.
I'll tell the audience now picture him with a white piece of paper.
Right.
Regular occurrence here on the Todd Glass Show.
You claim that you had been traveling. This is the funny part. I'm not stupid.
No,
that made us all laugh in here while we took a break.
Yeah.
You claimed you had been traveling with that piece of paper doing that act.
Since 1977. That's what I said.
And I just threw it out.
Yeah. Right. No, it's true. It's Nappy B. Arthur. It's she's been with me forever. Her Majesty's Da Napkin.
Right. So what are we supposed to do? What are,
I don't know.
First of all, I explain everything to the audience. Right. To George Carlin. Right. They handed him back. Do you not have it now?
It's a her. Thank you.
Oh, what did I say?
Him.
I don't know what goes on.
It's fine.
The weirdos.
It's fine. It's just people were into it in 1977. I can tell you that. Let me paint the picture for you. 1977.
Are we
prop jokes? Big.
Okay. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
To George Carlin, do you have the piece of paper back? Do you have that scrunched up thing you had? That napkin.
Her. Why is it so hard? It's a her. She's got feelings. She's got. She gets the sniffles. She has Christmas. She has breakfast.
She's a lady.
And the lady is mine. Always under one. And okay, listen, that's not necessary. You got. I got so much for us to do today. Yeah. So I would like to hear some of the puppet act.
Yeah. Well,
I want to hear some of it.
I would like.
We got deeper, but I just picture.
All right.
You know the. Okay. So what are you going to be using? Oh, you do have a piece of napkin.
Right, but it has to be thrown to me as your as Eric.
Yes,
knows
you're very good.
It has to be thrown to me, and you have to do the lead-in. Remember when we used to do that lead-in in Winnemucca? You give me the lead-in, and then he throws. Yeah.
Can I get reverb? I think I know what he's talking about.
Of course you remember. Jesus.
Doing the amazing ventriloquism of Mr. Paco and the scrunchy napkin, it's Paco and Scrunchy.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for coming out to the Paco and Scrunchy Show.
Is that you or the puppet? I need to know in my act. I'm looking at you. And
that
I
was
know.
Me. That was
okay,
obviously me.
Okay, I wanted to make sure. I swear to God.
Who's
I'm not
got
lying.
The bow tie on? To me or Scrunchy?
To George Carlin. To George Carlin, I didn't know.
So, I understand.
Okay,
I
you
understand.
Go now.
Hey,
Scrunchy.
Every-
can I, let me say one more thing. Yeah. Scrunchy now is a white piece of paper, really folded a lot, and it's in his. Oh, no. He's, ah, you motherfucker. Now he does have the same napkin that he originally had. He went back to
the
original.
Did you get your $20
to George
yet?
Carlin. He went back to the
1977.
I like this better, by the way, the piece of paper. To George Carlin, he now has the piece of paper. The piece of paper is folded. It looks like a mouth. And it's white. And I just know that I'm going to get pure enjoyment knowing whatever's going to happen between you and your hand with a folded up piece of paper.
We all get enjoyment with white mouth stuff.
Do you want to act like it's something we found on YouTube? It's you and your
No. This is my act.
Oh, this!
I don't want to act like I acted like we acted. This is my act.
All right, let me hear
There's no apostrophes over
You're
act.
Right, I apologize. I'm making it like, oh,
do you apologize
it?
To her?
Yes.
Well, thank you, because I was wondering what he was about to do. Listen, Scrunchy, I don't even know myself. We walk into this two-buck country cowboy outlet of a bar, and he asks us if we want dang burn water. I don't even want water. I don't even like water. You know what? Fish fucking water. I don't even want to drink it. That's why I said, no, sir, we want the sarsaparilla. And he says, we ain't got sarsaparilla. And I told him that if you don't got it, we got a song for it.
Ba 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 ba. Oh, my God. That's going to... Okay, take the reverb out of my voice. You never thought I'd say that again.
Ba 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 ba
wow. I want to see that act.
Oh, well, talk about YouTube. It's not on it. Vimeo, it's better. HD. 1020.
Can I request a there bit you that go. You do? What's the scrunchy?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's a piece of paper now. What are you calling it? You
scrunchy.
Have to rename it. Just out of respect.
Yeah, it's
scrunchy
dot. Well, four scrunchy four.
Yeah. Sure.
I started with bounty.
I have no idea what he's talking about. Call 911.
Sure.
Hello.
Don't call.
So I want to ask you, can we play another clip? Not another clip. It's hard for me to believe this is still happening somewhere.
It's still happening.
Like, to me, it's like, this guy used to do this on YouTube, but you're claiming it's what you do now, and I apologize.
I am not claiming
All right,
anything.
I'm sorry. I owe you an apology. It's my guess. That's
not
right.
Did you read the producer's notes?
Would you perform?
Yeah.
I love the bit.
Right.
It's the
Thank you, by the way.
Yeah, this is the best one.
You grew up with it.
This is the one when you were in the pool.
Yeah.
Splashing around.
Yeah.
And I guess you're just, wait, hold on.
Are you tearing up? I think you're tearing up a little bit. He remembers this, folks. What he's trying to talk about is the album I did with Richard Pryor in 1976, previously unreleased.
You and Scrunchy are in the pool.
Yeah. Yeah.
That one was funny and poignant.
Well, and I also did a phone bit.
He has to take all my direction when I do this in a bit. Yeah. Anyway, he goes, now I got to be funny and poignant or Todd's joke isn't going to have politics. No. You got to admit it was funny and poignant, and that was some personal shit.
Yeah, it got down and personal. I have to also say, before you hear this, I did steal the Bob Newhart stole the phone bit from me. He bought a house in Bel Air. I have got an apartment in Glendale. Okay,
we have the phone for you.
Who won?
Do you see we have the phone for you?
I have it.
And that's ready, and we'll have that volume turned on if you need to use it.
Thank you so much.
So, the bit is...
me and Scrunchy.
In the pool.
In the pool. Oh. There's a storm a-brewing, and I get a phone call. Do I get the lead-in that you used to say when we did Boise in the late 80s?
I think I remember.
Give me the Boise intro.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know him and love him. It's Paco.
Scrunchy, hey, can you get me another drink? This one's a little dry.
Sure, I can get you a drink, buddy.
Thanks, Scrunchy. That's what they call a refreshing refresher.
You sure do have that right. No. I think I hear a storm a-brewing.
Well, no. You don't hear a storm a-brewing. What you hear is Hurricane Hank.
Oh, no. Hurricane Hank? That was the story of mythologies.
Nope. Sure wouldn't. Why, Home Depot has made more money off Hurricane Hank than he did of the big bus crash of 84.
Oh. Come on, tell me it's not true. Listen. The Weather Service wants to talk to you on the phone because they understand of your background working for the CIA and weather.
I guess I'll talk to him then. Patch me through. Hey, this
phone ain't working.
Oh, no, there it is. There, try this one instead. It's my other one.
You got Paco. Oh, no, wait. You got Sheldon. Go. Yes, sir. This is Todd Grady from the U.S. Meteorological Services Department of Service. There's a Hurricane Hank approaching from your left vector at about 73 miles an hour. Word is that you have a show tonight with all your funny bits and songs. Now, I just want to tell you, you shouldn't do it or you might drown. Nobody ever tells Sheldon he can't do a show, sir. I do a show and I do it right. And I'll do it with Miss Scrunch.
You got me right, you fucking asshole.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, you fucking dick.
I'm just not saying.
She's gonna fuck you.
I'm just saying she's kind of pissed now.
Well, I'm gonna kill you.
Listen, bye.
Oh, my God.
Paco.
It's Paco, everybody.
Paco. From the Soft Talk Podcast. His album Shaped Like a Thumb is available for $9.99.
Of course I'll put the disco ball on. What am I cheap?
Anywhere good comedy is sold. Paco.
Paco.
Welcome to the Todd Glass Show. Just relax and unwind to keep Paco on our mind. I got some Paco on my mind.
That is the best thing. I love that song. Holy crap.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show, America, voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America. If you don't like the show, you can leave now.
Well, there's people.
Oh, no, I was kidding around. Yeah, no. You can understand I make mistakes. No. You say a thing to Chris Hardwick, I swear to God. That fucking well placement. That guy started the funniest thing, and that was from a tweet that said, you should use, like, the Nerdist outro, like, hey, we're a podcast, we can do whatever we want. And that means, like, somehow they're listening in. Oh, no, we end it right there when you're going singing. Listen, here's what I'd like to do for you. I have a few things.
Moi?
Yeah, let's, I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. Good to be here. So much fun. I love it. My favorite podcast. Boom. What?
Listen, and when you were here, what were you doing in town?
Smashing shit.
Oh, you're pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool.
You're not a nerd.
No.
I know.
Super cool, Todd.
I could tell.
You see what I'm sitting on?
Yeah, what are you
sitting
on?
Luggage. Leather luggage.
Wow.
Anything cooler than that?
I didn't even know you brought that yourself because he had asked me, Aaron.
Right, Aaron
Simon.
Asked, yeah.
Why does he sit on leather luggage?
Exactly.
I don't know anything about luggage. He said apparently it's like $15,000 luggage.
One of them. One of my carry-ons.
You're sitting on four.
I'm sitting on four.
Wow. Why do you wear dark sunglasses when you come to see here? I'm just asking. I'm just trying to be.
Let me ask you this. Are there light sunglasses?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Those are just regular glasses.
They're just regular glasses.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I'm going to wear dark ones.
Wow, you smoke cigarettes?
All day,
I've
every
never
day.
Seen someone smoke, and I'm going to be fair, and I want to paint a picture for our audience. I've never seen anyone smoke three cigarettes at once.
Well, you've never seen anyone write and read a book at the same time, have you?
Wow.
But you've hung out with me before, right? We've done the beach, Todd. We've done the beach.
He's our guest. Romaine. Paco Romaine.
Hey,
here we go.
Paco Romaine.
Hey.
Paco Romaine. Paco Romaine. It's on the
was great. I want more of that.
It's just called scatting.
I love it. It looks so much fun.
Oh, it's super fun.
I couldn't do it unless I tried
with
no one around.
You're not sitting on luggage, Todd.
That is true. Oh, my God. Now, you wear 7 watches. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You wear 13 watches.
I do. Guilty.
But you say someone said you don't have the time set because you don't believe in time.
I do not.
Just try to live every moment for what it is.
Look at me, Todd. I am a man of the wrinkled universe.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Step backwards.
Just get back, honky cat. All right? Let's do this.
Get back, honky cat. Normally not do this, but you know that tonight, let me explain what's going on here. We have... Oh, I like it. You're listening to the Todd Glass Show, ladies and gentlemen. Our guest tonight is Paco. He only has one name because that's all he needs. In studio, ladies and gentlemen, Charlie Kraft is here. Aaron Simon's here. Aristotle's here. On the board, Mr. Robbie Kirka.
Robbie Kirka.
And back. This guy was here. Then he said he's going to go back and reorganize. He is an inspiration for anybody that says, yeah, going back does not mean, if you're serious about it, you go back, you reorganize, you get stuff together so you can come back and be as productive as you wanted to be the first time. And then there you fly back in or drive back into Los Angeles. That's right. Just the way you wanted to be here a few years ago, you're back. That is what people, yeah, some people are going, you know what, that's what I'm going to fucking do. It's Eric Olson, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Man with a heart so big and an ass to match.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Why you gotta talk like that? Oh, want to do a new fun bit?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Wait, what were you going to do before the song?
I forgot. There was something. So we actually have a performance tonight, and I'm not going to tell you any more about it. But it's going to be great. To George Carlin.
Yes.
It's going to be drums, guitar, and singer. And I'm not going to tell you anything but that, but I know how great it's going to be.
Is Sal Lieberman going to be here?
And why do you have to make jokes?
It's not a joke. No,
that's, you know the word out on you in the street? Do you want to know?
Yeah, is it one word? Give it to me in one word. No. Two syllables.
People say you're nice.
Oh, that's sure one word, do. One syllable. You know what? I got two words, two syllables. Fuck them.
You know what? That's how you... Hold on.
You know, I don't... I'm taking...
Remember the voice that made me laugh when you did the, it's like the worst, what can we do with this piece of paper?
I don't know. Do you want me to put it over here?
Yeah, maybe.
Set
it
on fire.
In your little box. You, when you were when we were calling, whose wife did we get? We were calling
Stephen Lynch.
We called Stephen Lynch and
Aaron.
And Aaron got on the phone, and then when we hung up, we acted like it was still Aaron.
Yeah.
And I love it. You did like the parody of the bad woman voice. Like, yeah, yeah, it's me.
Yeah. What do you want?
Who's gonna believe? And I love it. Oh, hello! Like, if you're supposed to be the woman of the house,
of
like, and so
am.
You go, you're a guy, and you go, oh, I could answer the phone and fool people. Like, yeah. They're like, basically, hello, and you do,
hello.
Yes, is Linda there?
Yeah, this is Linda.
No, I don't like this bit so much.
No?
Anyway, not
there we
me.
Go. No.
Listen, I've
was
done
it
enough.
Was it me? It was
no,
me.
No,
did I not pass the audition? Fuck! Well, here's my headshot, and I hope you guys have a great day.
No.
Oh, my God. So I went to this audition, and Todd Glass was like the producer, and he was asking me to do this bit. And then when I did it, he like told me I was like great and everything, but I could see in his eyes he didn't mean it.
Here's the thing. I will tell you the truth, because
yeah.
you're right, probably. But once I say this, you're going to be like, it had nothing to do with you. I started to wonder if I was laughing at, like, the wrong thing. And I'm probably not. But I always, I'd rather be on the cautious side, so it had nothing to do.
Fine.
Listen.
Fine, if that's what you want. If you want to bissel that bit out of here, go right ahead, buddy. Mr. Cleanup over here, Mr. Cal OSHA, wants to clean up these bits, I guess. It's all about you, Tim Glass. It's all about you.
It's Todd Glass.
Oh, sorry.
What happens after a long spiel like that, and you're right, you just get the name wrong, and yeah. Then all of a sudden it's like, well, maybe they're both even.
Yeah, you know.
Maybe it made up for it. Listen here, Tom Glass. It's Todd Glass.
Yeah.
Well, there's some other things.
You know, not everyone's perfect, Tim Glass.
Todd Glass.
Exactly.
Well,
that's my point. Lots of fun.
That's good stuff.
This is what they call it. This is called a Philadelphia Christmas, boys. That's what this is called. Read them and weep. Let's play cards. Line them up. Who's got blowjobs?
Did you ever have another? Did you have any other job? Like, did you ever like a job in the service industry?
Yes. Of course, everyone has, hasn't
Not
they?
Everybody.
Oh, okay.
I always thought I was bragging when I said I worked at a Dairy Queen.
That is bragging. In some parts of the country, that is bragging, sir.
What did you...
Coldest water ever. Did you ever go to Dairy Queen and just get tap water?
I worked there. Excuse me. Show a little fucking respect.
You really...
Hey, why are you talking to me like the common man when you got an aficionado of Dairy Queen sitting right across from you? Hey, did you ever have one of those? Did I ever have one of those? I made them. I was part of that organization. I lived it. I breathed it.
Made cups of water.
Oh, no. Oh, no. We're all dying.
Who had the salmon?
Do these blues try?
Sorry.
Run from the bit.
Running and a running, rocking and a rolling, ripping, rapping, ripping, schmipping, dipping, lipping, dipping. Oh, what was the song we were playing when he was doing scatting before? What was the music we were playing in the background?
I believe it was called My Funny Valentine by Gils Patterson.
You want to hear fun? Let's play this song. Play the silly song, the big band song. You could definitely open up your show with this.
Yeah.
I hope you don't mind. Like, it's
no,
just,
please.
Yeah.
I love
you. If you like the idea, I think this would be great. By the way, you know I'm kidding, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? On the 1% chance when I'm a little, had a lot of fresh air, why not check in?
So much Terry Gross.
Can I tell you something? Have you ever, it's worth interrupting. Have you ever had a gone bad? Someone's acting is so good in a bit, you really do get lost. You're like, you go, whoa, are you serious? And you're like, no, we're doing a bit.
It's called seeing myself on tape, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here's what we're going to do. What were we talking about?
We're going to do a silly song.
Oh, yeah. So this song. I thought last week, this is a woman that sings this song, and she's known for her vocal range. I hope I'm the person that sent it in. Okay, it's Aristotle's fault, because I always say, write the names down of the people that send it in. You know what he says?
How dare you, sir?
Yeah, he goes, whatever. and then he has one leg leaned up against the wall.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I still haven't even had my song played.
Something's happening.
Now I want you to know where we got that recording from. This guy used to come to Potato Salad. He used to come to the studio and yell into the doors the whole time recording the show. He'd be out on La Cienega Boulevard like this, just screaming. And we put a recorder down there. We're like, we're doing the show, buddy. He wanted to meet him.
He's always yelling.
Yeah. Yeah, he would yell through the cracks of the doors.
He's just a huge Aristotle fan.
We didn't even know what he was saying at the end, but we said, I go, listen, go put a recorder down there, Aristotle. Right. So you know the cracks, like, because we were at an antique car dealership, so there was 2-inch cracks. This guy would just go right up to it. We were recording the show, just stick his lips right in between. We'd hear it in the distance.
Can you hear that?
So we put a mic down there.
You put a mic down there?
This is it.
Screaming.
Oh. Anyway, listen, I want to talk to you because I'm a good interviewer. So this song that I think you're going to like, I want you to... I feel like we're not making you proud, the show.
No, dude, this is like watching a grandson graduate from high school. This is like taking your best buddy out on his last fishing trip because he said he's got the emphysema. This is like making a cake and eating it too, my friend.
Oh, you're the best.
This is what I live for. I really do. Johnny, Bobby, Lennis. Goofball.
Strike a zone. Come on, you're going around the room making up names. No. It looks like you're not even trying.
I'm so attentive.
Who says goofball? Like, what are the odds you're right?
Well, first thing you said to me, Todd, when you come, is you're like, it's an 80s-themed movie podcast.
I thought it would be fun to tell you that.
Yeah, that's the first thing you said. And I was like, Giblins and Goblins and Goofballs? And you're like, of course. And so when I get
I'm
here.
I'm sorry you dress like that, and I do feel bad. Well, that was just a joke.
Yeah, you see what I, look.
Of course
me,
I do.
It's, what is that?
I can't read it. What does that say?
Izod. It's called Izod.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With what do I got popped?
You do have your collar popped.
Thank you, sir. Thank
wow.
you.
Wow. I like it. That's a red I've never seen. Is that red on one side and blue on the other? Oh, it's a flag.
It's a flag.
Oh, my God.
It's a flag. Maybe you might know these initials. OP.
Oh, they're your shorts.
Ocean Pacific.
Wow. Can you do that again with some reverb?
Sure I can.
They're a sponsor.
Ocean Pacific.
Do it again.
Ocean Pacific.
You're going to like your shorts. Paco Romaine is our guest. All through the night, we'll be with you here till 7 in the morning. Our show runs through the night, the highways and the byways all over the world. It goes through the air. Somehow it gets into your head. Hello?
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 Hello? So you got to hear this song.
Oh, yeah.
Of course I got a good show. What do you think? I'm not going to be a professional show because of course I'm going to do a good show. We were joking around. That was a cold opening. That was a cold opening. We got you. We got you good. That's not a show. Now we do the show. Opening the show is this. You're going to love it. So let me start it and get ready to start it over again, please.
That's good.
So we figured out last week, first of all, that's going to be fun to sing. I would love to give you the opportunity to sing along with it.
Super.
We found out this is a woman.
That's great. Thank you. Thank you. I just, it's neat. No, that's cool.
I make it like it's a treat. You're going to get the chance. You're going to sing along with this. Booyah. To me, I think it's a great opportunity.
No, it's great.
I think it is. When else in life are you going to get to do this? Only in here. There's no judgment. It's very fun. By the way, I do it when no one's around. Most of these ideas I do on my own first before I do them on the show.
Do they work then?
Yeah, I always love it. Oh, this song, I sang along to this song and over and over and over going, I should do this on the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you. To George Carlin, I was having so much fun. Boom, boom, bing. And I thought it was a guy. Someone emailed me back that sent it to me. No, it is a woman, and she's known for her vocal range and a few other things, which I didn't want to bring up. Well, it's some, you know. Eludious acts. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. That's not even nice. That's nice if you go out of your way to say, no, it's not. You see her picture. She's a beautiful woman. And she looks like you can't believe that that would be her range to be able to get this deep. It's a compliment. What's her name? Flippy Flappy.
Flippy.
So anyway, so she records this. Uh-huh. This is a real song George Carlin. Mm-hmm. But our joke became this. You had to say that to somebody. Like, you had to go into a record producer and go, I want to be like, bang, bang, ding, ding, ding. Right. Like, I'm not exaggerating right now going, well, Todd, you're just going, no, that's literally, and go, arrange like 50-piece orchestra to that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the person.
Can I play the agent when you come in to pitch that?
Now, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I'm going to pitch it to you. Are you going to, can. We do have the song, so do you want to be the agent that eventually produces it for me, but you just put me through the ringer?
But I have to hear you do it.
Okay, yeah, but without music. And then later we'll hear what you arranged.
Yes.
Okay, cool. I love this. Is it hot in here? Jesus Christ.
It's a little tepid. It's a little tepid. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I got to get more air conditioning because I will not live like this.
Someone didn't.
I don't mean that. I mean just during the studio. I don't mean to sound like a jerk. I will not. Oh, wait, hold on. Where's my phone? What? You know what? That's appropriate because I'm all over the place. No, you know what it is? I love to be honest because when I lie, it's fun too. But I'm in the mood to be honest. I don't like to admit I'm looking at my phone, but when I'm distracted, I think it's better to acknowledge it. Because I would never, when someone's talking, start looking at my phone. It's not a great way to host a show. But because we have those people coming that are going to perform, I just wanted to make sure I didn't lose track of time and be like, oh shit, they've been out there for 25 minutes.
Have you ever, doing stand-up, just completely forgot your set in the middle of your act? Just been like, oh fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, it depends on like where it is. Sometimes I have, I can go to stuff that I don't like, but not that that's a treat for anybody, but the audience. It's probably the audience's favorite time. When I go, fuck it, I'm just going to do the jokes that work. And then they're like,
let me just get
to
my D material. Yeah. Real
no, it's
quick.
Not even my D material. It's my material.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like, it's just my material alone. Yeah. Like, I like to play, I like to, like, look, like, I only heard it described, and then you understand what it is. But yeah, my instincts are to like to play with the conventions of stand-up comedy. I think a lot of my favorite comedians, not all, John Doerr does it, same thing. It's hard. Like, I think it's, I want to do it so bad. And then sometimes what are we talking about? Who gives a shit?
All right.
So
act.
Listen. So come on in. I do this thing. I'm going to be with you. I got a meeting with you. Are you a big record producer?
I'm a big record producer.
Do you want any sound effects in the background?
Yeah, if you got some voices, like we're meeting, like, that's not really a voice. No.
Is that good? Is this still going to work?
No, that's horrible. No, that's
How about this?
Okay.
Listen. No, turn it off.
That's
how about this?
No, it's a horror.
Can I ask one favor? Turn it off for 1 second. Can I ask you a favor?
Sure.
Because we'll play anything you want. We got
Well, it doesn't seem like it.
No, I think we have, believe me, we have 35,000.
Oh, do you?
So, but I just want to make sure. Maybe it sounds better if you talk and then we wait till like 5 seconds.
Sure.
And then it comes in. It gives your words more respect.
Oh.
The music comes in to emphasize it, not stomps all over the first syllable out of your mouth.
Gotcha.
And put a little reverb in it.
Yeah.
If you don't mind.
Gotcha.
You'll know when to come in. Go ahead.
Next, we have Flippity Floppity.
What happened?
I pressed it.
I forgot the bit we were doing. God damn it.
This
bit. I was doing good for a while.
You were doing amazing.
Doing a producer bit. We're going to put music behind you.
We're
having a good time.
We're having a good time. Oh, Robbie.
We're having a good time.
To George Carlin.
Yeah,
that's
having
the
a good
best
time.
Thing you could ever said.
Yeah.
Eric sits over handing me notes. Pick up the pace.
Oh, my God.
He goes, now that we're working together and we're going to, he goes, oh, Todd, I'm reading this.
Yeah.
Now that you want to make this like, you know, what you call Doug Bensoning it, taking it seriously.
Right.
Why don't you fucking Doug Benson it? And now he's giving me like, he's wrapping it up. It's making me nervous.
What's a betting music?
His mustache is waxed.
Yes. Like, who does that? Someone
anymore?
On a power trip.
Yeah.
Who does that? Who's got a waxed mustache? Who's got a waxed mustache? Who's got a waxed mustache? Hey, hey. Who's got a waxed... Now listen. You like it now?
Oh, yeah.
You're damn right you do.
Yeah, damn right I do. You know why?
Because
two channels.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I put it through stereo. It's a little extra.
Exactly.
Sometimes we try to save money around here, but sometimes you need some good old...
Sometimes you do.
Okay, so...
It reminds me of that time, Mike, when you and I had our exercise album. You remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah. I just want to thank all the WKBNA listeners for having me and Mike on to do some of our old bits. This is one of my favorites. So, you're thinking about losing weight, huh? Have you ever thought about just going outside? Well, I've got something to tell you that's going to change your life forever. And it begins with this.
Okay, I was 185 pounds.
Real big guy.
And I wanted to be 100. I thought about it my whole life. I wanted to be 184 pounds. I thought about it. I dreamed about it. I looked at people that were on TV that were a pound lighter than me, and I knew that they were what I wanted to be. And people say, get over it. Don't look in the mirror. You know what? Somebody told me, why don't you try not looking in the mirror so much? No. No, that's a horrible answer, I said to myself. I want to look in the mirror, and I want to shed this pound. I went outside, and I walked around, and I looked at the trees and the birds and the flowers and the people and the things and the cars. Even a sidewalk started looking interesting to me because I was outside taking in the earth. Every single time I moved my arms and legs, I shedded the pounds, and I lost, in only 6 months, I lost that pound.
You know what, folks? It's true. And how did he lose that pound? The spaghetti runner.
I did the spaghetti runner. I ate spaghetti 24 hours a day, all the spaghetti I could ever eat in the world. Some days I would have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 helpings of spaghetti, and that's all I ate. And you know what? I was happy. I was happy because I felt like I was eating something, but I wasn't. I was eating squash.
That's right, folks. So if you want to lose weight, do the spaghetti runner.
Can I tell you, I'm mad at diet places. I'm genuinely, I can't take, this portion control, fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
How's it going to make you not eat two of the portions? It's full of shit. This is not working for anybody unless their problem is. Here's the only person that works for. And by the way, you think it's got to work for somebody. I think sometimes the way those products exist, somebody with pure willpower that could have done it on their own seemed to think they got help. And you know what? If they did, then it fucking did its job. But that doesn't mean it's a real good product. If it worked for, the truth is you met some people with an amazing willpower that clinged on to something. Because at the end of the day, it's just fucking crazy willpower. So when they go, oh, we're portions. You know who that helps? If they go, we just make the portions. That way, you know, that's what you're going to eat. For lunch, I have it. It's made already. I know. Yeah, really? Who's that going to work for? Someone that doesn't get portions? Someone that goes, if I could only make portions, then I could lose weight. But then they show you without the portion thing, making like a sandwich that's 8 feet high. Right. I don't know portions. Yeah. I'm not even this hungry. I just make, oh, yeah. So everybody gets portions and they ignore them. Right. So your little fucking pre-portion shit ain't going to help anybody. And then I've said this before. I'll say it again. Hey, oh, come here. I have a question. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell at your diet if the diet had a face. But I'm going to shut up and listen. Hey, what does it do if you didn't order the McDonald's fries? You'd be the diet. You represent the diet. See if I could make you. What do you do? And someone comes over your house and they have McDonald's French fries and they offer them to you. I'm sorry. Which part of your diet helps that?
Right. So
what do I do?
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
Don't eat it, Randall. I'm your diet talking. I know these things. Randall, don't.
And these are the cassettes that you give people?
Yeah.
These are the diet cassettes.
Yeah.
These are your cassettes. Do you mind if we play one of your cassettes that you claim is going to help? I was told this by one of my producers that this is the one you play. You recommend to your audience to play.
Oh, you have this one?
When you come home and you're drunk and you know you're going to start eating bad food.
Yeah,
and you have a mantra that you tell people. You listen to this at 3 in the morning.
Can I ask you, though, these cassette tapes have been on the black market for so long, and I actually sued eBay successfully, thank you, to get them off eBay. I just would love to know, maybe you could just tell my lawyer over here. Where you actually got this cassette
tape. Okay, in all fairness, Aristotle does all our music.
Gotcha.
So I guess if he did something wrong, I don't own it. I would want him to be taking the punishment for it, fully punished to the law. If it meant he has to go to prison, and I love this guy.
Sure you do.
But I'm not going to take a hit for him, because I always ask him. I go, are we getting this stuff properly and fairly?
Right.
I know some guys.
He knows a guy. That's what he tells me.
Who
I signed your paper when I walked in, not Aristotle's. So
thank you.
I think he's free to do whatever. But I look at a face like that, I'm seeing torrent, my friend. I'm seeing BitTorrent. I'm seeing a young kid on the edge of technology doing what he wants to do in his makeshift world with his winsome, lose-some attitude. And I don't want to be noticed, but damn it, I won't be ignored. Walk and gate, my friend. That's what I see in young Aristotle. I see success. I see a book. I see a blonde in a car and an outward porch. I see a Midwestern cabin with swimming and fishing and beer bottles with his best friend and maybe some pickup ball on the weekends. You know what I see when I see Aristotle, folks? I see the youth of America. I see the youth of China. You are Chinese, aren't you? I see the youth of Russia. I see the youth of the world when I see Aristotle. Who knows what the makeup of this fucker is? His name's Aristotle, but he looks slightly American. He's as Greek as an ass, fucking folks, with a name like Aristotle. I see what tomorrow can bring with today's guesses. I see a man who can go to the top without necessarily having to walk. I see success, my friends. I see Aristotle.
Me too. I got the bubbles. I got the...
Whoa.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I'm coming into your office, and I'm trying to get you to produce this song.
Oh, right.
Can I hear a little bit of it? Because I forget what it sounds like.
Of course I want to do a show. It's an ugly show. I can leave. I want everybody. That's just the pre-show. Come on. I'm fucking around. You think I'm not going to do a professional show? Of course I'm going to do it. That was a joke. That was a cold opening. It's a parody of comedy. I got a show delivered to you right now. I'm going to fucking do it.
Can I tell you something? I just thought of pause it. You're going to love this. Somewhere there's a couple and somebody wants to come to bed. And they go, I'll be right there. Could be guy, girl, guy.
It's 2016. Well, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't. Two people that love each other and they sleep in bed together. And then, no bullshit. This is to George Carlin. I'm being honest. That's why this is funny. There's somebody going, I'll be right up. Like, you know, even if it's, I don't want to make it the worst relationship in the world, or maybe we should. It might be funnier. She does not like the Todd Glass show. She doesn't, she's not a horrible person. She just doesn't, it doesn't do it for her. And she even says that. She goes, I love that you love it. And I'm not going to be one of those girls. But she, so if one night, but that's the, it's their anniversary.
Right.
And she goes, come on upstairs. She goes, you know what, maybe I should listen to it with you.
Right.
And he goes, all right. And then he goes, all right. And then he presses, you know, presses. Oh, all right. Well, what's this? She's trying to be nice.
Right.
This is what he won't come upstairs to her or him or whatever the dynamic is. Right. They won't go up to each other because the one that loves my show is wants to... Come on up to bed. Yeah. I'll be right there, sweetheart. I want to hear this.
Yeah.
I want to hear this. So she puts on the headset. She's like, give me, what are you listening to? And she hears this. What? Here, picture her face. This is what you listen to?
It's worth it.
You don't want to come up to me. This is doing it for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so now that I know what it sounds like, I'm coming into you, the record producer.
Right.
Turn the volume back up like I'm remembering to do. Before I continue this bit, because I'll remember to do this bit, is there any jingles here we didn't play that we feel we should play?
Got any jingles left?
Do I have any jingles left?
Jingles!
Dump it and dump it and dump cake.
You know the dump,
cake? You love delicious homemade desserts, but recipes should be complicated.
It's the dump cake. Someone did a remix for us. The dump cake commercial with this other song.
Nice. I'm really feeling this.
Now you can easily make homemade desserts.
How often do you come here?
Dump cake.
One of my favorite parties.
Dump cake. And dump cake.
And dump cake. And dump cakes. And dump cake. And dump cake. And dump cake. And dump cakes. And dump cake. And dump cake. And dump cake. And dump cakes. And dump it. And dump it.
What?
Dump.
It's a Todd Glass show. Of course, I'm not going to joke around anymore.
And dump cake. And dump cake. And dump cake. And dump cakes. And dump cake. And dump cake. And dump cake. And dump cakes. And dump cake.
I I love whoever sent that in. I don't have your name in front of me, but my heart is with yours because
that
was beautiful.
Their name's right there. I don't know why you rolled your eyes when you said you didn't have that.
Like, I'm that mad at them. Right. I'm not going, I wish if only I had their name. Meanwhile, it's written in big black military letters right in front of me.
Capital.
So anyway, I come in. Oh, so I'd like you to, I really appreciate you taking this meeting with me. You're the record producer. Do you want to be on the phone in
a
booth?
I really do.
You that cold that you don't even come into the room?
I'm actually on the phone and meeting with you at the same time.
Oh, so you're in the room, but
I'm
you're talking to a phone.
Of course, it's my
You have a little speaker on the table, and you talk into the phone. Okay, but I'm 2 feet from you, staring at you, but you're talking into the phone. That's what I want people to picture.
And I have I have two dogs just pissed. Laying on the couch looking at you.
Really?
A couple of dogs.
Okay.
One of them's happy, actually.
Okay, and then I come in to pitch this idea. Right. I don't know how you're going to take it. Can I make a suggestion? It's not fair.
Of course.
I'd like you to take it in a way that you do produce it, but you just take her. You take me through the ringer, because then we could play it as an outcome and seeing what you did with it. Okay. And I like to hear this song any chance I can.
Yeah, it's a great song.
So, but where you can say no to me. It's what I guess it's your bit, and I take and I'm going to relinquish the floor. What I'm talking about.
I kind of do. You know what I hate? Dirty floors.
Okay, here we go. So I'm meeting you, and I'm going to... what do you do? A record producer? You would, if you like this, you could spend... Like, to even meet with you, I probably have to have a lot of money.
You're going to need some money.
Because you're a record producer. You'll produce it, but first you got to believe in it. You do not need the money.
I don't.
No.
No.
That's what I mean.
Do you know where I live?
Am I? Okay. Yeah, okay, here we go.
So I do need a knock, though. Yeah. I guess we could try to get spaghetti for the quinceañera. Is there somebody? What? Is there someone there or what?
Hi, this is...
Just a second, honey. Just a second. I got some fucking... They know my office is closed from noon to two. I don't know. You know what time it is? Exactly. Two. Exactly. I don't know who would do that. But anyways, darling, get whatever she wants. She's our princess. She's our firstborn. She's our little lady. You know what? That's going to be a jingle. We got another house. They're knocking again. I don't know. Okay, just a second.
No, I can go. I got... You told me to come by. You texted me earlier today. I go out with your daughter.
Yeah. I know who you are, Todd. Ooh. I know who you are. Just a second, Todd.
Guess who I got in the fucking... Right in my fucking door right now. Todd, exactly.
Can I make it not Todd for this bit? I want to be another person.
Hey, you know what? I like
his name. Harrison.
Harrison.
I want to be Harrison.
Hey,
so
come
do
in,
it
Harrison.
Hey, this is Harrison.
Oh, you're Harrison? Come on in.
Yeah. Hey, oh.
Just a second. Go ahead, Harrison.
I don't like I want someone to redirect this bit for us.
So
I think the dynamic seems phony now.
I should hang up.
No, you should...
Well, you're supposed to be talking on the phone 2 feet away from him.
Oh, right.
Oh, you're talking about me. Okay, I got it.
You're pitching.
Yeah, I'm just here.
I don't want to be your daughter. Music while you talk.
I don't want to be your daughter. I don't want to be your daughter's... I don't want to be your daughter's son.
That
I feel
seems like
loser.
Something you should be talking with her about.
Yeah. There we go. I'm still on the phone.
Shut up. Okay, I'll continue the bit. I get it. So anyway, I just take it in a different direction. We all get the gist of the bit. It's fun to see this. I'm sorry last time I wasted your time. Mm-hmm. Why are we talking in the microphones? But I guess... I don't know. It seems the bit probably works better. I'm not even joking around. To George Carlin, I think it probably works better. I don't know. Where are you imagining it? Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah.
So anyway, I really apologize for wasting your time last time, and I just appreciate you taking another meeting with me. I was probably trying to be a little more funky, a little more crazy than quality, and I was doing a parody of what I was.
Harrison, glad you came here today. You know, you and your band, Yakety Yak, Sickety Sack... Those guys got what I like to call it. Oh. The problem is, Harrison.
Thank you.
We don't gel.
I'm not here to waste your time.
Just a second.
Yeah, I think whatever you want to get for the dessert is fine.
He makes himself so nice. In that
I think that's so. I mean, listen,
princess.
she's our darling daughter. She's our. I rub Rue. Just a second.
Listen, Harrison, if you don't fucking record this thing in like the next 2 weeks, I'm gonna have your balls in a fucking chain. All right, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I rub Rue
because I will pull your fucking guts out through your eye socket. If I got a goddamn studio band that's gonna show up,
I'm not gonna waste your time. Can I tell you my song?
All right, let's hear it.
Not going to waste your time. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I'm going to be 30 next month. It's time to shit or get off the pot.
You got that right, Harrison.
Fine day, boy, ching, ching. Fuck, yeah, 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 ching, cha, ching, ching. Oh, yeah, yeah, hoi, haka, 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 hookah.
I love it.
Now, wait. Yeah. If that's silly, is this that much different?
Of course, it's the Todd Glass Show. It's just a cold opening. It doesn't even count as a show. We're going to get funny right now, but
no. What we just did is a joke. Is this any different? Take the music out of it and may pretend someone's saying this in a... I know what people need.
Don't you just go in.
Final word.
Carrot juice.
We'll be back with the Todd Glass Show.
Get smoking.
This is great smoke pop music.
It is.
We took a break. We're back. Ryan, Lori, and Nate on guitar are here.
What? Are they all on guitar?
They were giving us a little. Well, I will tell you. Let me explain. So anyway, we took a little break. We got some fresh air, and everybody's here.
What?
So, Ryan, you emailed me a while ago, and I did your podcast, Ryan is Super Strong, right?
Yeah, do I need to be on microphone?
No, you're fine. Just yell out. They hear you.
Yeah, so I sent you emails.
And then at the same time, and then we did your podcast. You came here and did it, which I appreciated, and I had a lot of fun, and it was good, just really silly fun. And but in the meantime, you had sent me some work from Lori. What's your last name?
Pascalino.
Wow. That was really That's all right. Loud. I like the mic loud. I do like the mics loud. And I heard one of your songs, and I'll be honest, I was like, what the fuck? Like, this was really good. And then, so I used it as bartering. I was like, and then also, by the way, Nate, we've never met before.
Yes, we have.
Oh, you were. You know what, Nate?
He got you. He got you.
Nate got Todd. From my heart. Of course I have. Isn't it funny when someone comes in? Can I tell you something? The guitar,
You walk in with a guitar. It's like you look at you like I'm like, oh, the minute I showed the guitar, I figure, oh, he's like a jazz musician or he's some music. And then I didn't think of you as the Nate that was sitting there without a guitar. But anyway, what's going on in the background? Do I hear stuff in the headphones? There's something. There's noise I hear in my headphones. It's, oh, is that you?
Yeah. It's him. It's him.
It's just NPR.
Oh, okay.
NPR.
All right. So anyway,
they're trying to get airtime on this show.
Okay. So let me hold on. Let me get organized again. Are we doing this right now? Are we recording that?
This is your show.
Okay. That's true. Oh yeah. Right. Can I do me a favor? Can we come in clean? Can we just come in clean? I'll feel. No. We're leaving everything.
What?
All that stuff you were singing, Smoke Todd's Pot. Well, I can't edit that out. That's pure.
I love that song.
Okay,
you can't edit that out.
That's a great song.
So, you know what? Let's do it again. So, smoke that pot. Smoke that pot. Huh? Smoke that.
You gotta smoke it.
Smoke that pot. Smoke that pot. Smoke that pot.
Yeah. Pot, pot, pot. Oh, a joint. Pot, pot. Thank you. All right, listen.
Well, I smoke some pot. Smoke
that pot. I love it. It's like a jazz smoke pot. All the other pot songs are a little aggressive. This is more in the chill side.
May I scat over this?
Here, let me go back. Everything's good. So, and I said, is there any way if I do? Well, I didn't really barter with it. I did jokingly, but I said, is there any way that Lori would come and sing on our show? He's like, yeah. And that was like a month ago. So this is like a treat for us. We are literally in the studio. I want people to know what we're doing here. So you know what the studio looks like because you saw pictures of it. At least if you have an email and tweet aggressively at Eric. What's your Twitter handle, Eric?
Olson Eric, O-H-L-S-E-N, Eric.
Say it closer to the mic.
Jesus.
O-H-L-S-E-N,
Closer. Be into it. Be into it.
O-H-L-S-E-N, Eric.
Sing it. And can you hear some music in the background?
Yeah, we need some music.
O-H-L-S-E-N, Eric.
Wait, hold on. I hear. Is a foot pedal on?
Is there a foot pedal on?
Hello?
Is there a muff?
Do you hear my voice in the background repeating itself?
I do.
Thank God. Otherwise, all you need is one other person. You're not crazy.
Right.
If you're by yourself, people can't believe that you could hear it. Nobody else can. Then you're automatically crazy.
Or we're both crazy.
No, we're not. The odds of two people being crazy, that's never happened. All right, so listen. So we took a break. We're coming back and the room is pretty dark and there's two candles lit and we're going to turn around. You're going to turn around and we're just going to
enjoy this.
We're going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
I want to say your last name again.
Pasqualino.
Pasqualino.
Say it again.
Pasqualino.
Pasqualino. Pasqualino. Mm-hmm. Man.
I always have to spell it.
Guess what? If I had that last name, even though it's hard to say, I'd keep it too. Because it's very specific.
Yeah, yeah. You ever shot the Pasqualinos?
It is specific.
I always think of, even though I wasn't a big Jay Leno fan, but it was synonymous with, being on The Tonight Show, so I'd always think of someone's name if it was him saying it. Yeah, tonight on the show, ladies and gentlemen, Lori Pasqualino. It's like, oh, yeah, that sounds... It's hard to say that
name.
It is. Name.
Yeah, Pasqualino.
He's from Boston, too, I think, isn't he?
He is.
I'm from Boston.
He has a car show now.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Anyway. So, are we live streaming? Well, start.
Is it catching it?
You want to introduce it? Tell me when we're going. I know people are listening to our show going, do we have to wait for Eric to start live streaming? Maybe. This is the way it happens, folks, now that we're professional.
Yeah, this is what professionals do.
This is what professionals do.
We also shop at AutoZone.
Oh, shit, our podcast got canceled?
Oh, we're done. Bye, everybody.
Are we going? I know, I should just be talking and I shouldn't care, but I have to know now. It's like, just do your podcast, you're going.
Wow. Is anyone going?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lorenzo.
Hey. Thanks.
And here they go.
What's happening? Let's go.
If the fish swam out of the ocean and grew legs and they started walking, and the apes climbed down from the trees, friends and grew tall and they started talking. And the stars fell down from the sky and my tears rolled into the ocean. I'm just looking for a reason why you even set my world into motion. 'Cause if you're not really here, then the stars don't even matter. I'm just filled to the top with fear that it's all just a bunch of matter. Black and gold, black and gold, black and gold.
Yeah!
I look up into the night sky, see a thousand eyes staring back. And all around these golden beacons, I see nothing but black. I feel the weight of something beyond them. I can't see what I can feel. Your vision is the only validation. Most of my life isn't real. 'Cause if you're not really here, then the stars don't even matter. I'm just filled to the top with fear. But it's all just a bunch of matter. 'Cause if you're not really here, I don't wanna be either. I wanna be next to you. Black and gold, black and gold. 'Cause if you're not really here, then the stars don't even matter. I'm just filled to the top of fear, and it's all just a bunch of matter. To be next to you. Black and gold, 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 black and gold. I wanna be next to you. Black and gold, black and gold, black and gold.
Oh, I love having a room full of men clapping for me.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
That is so. Well, let's. Hey, can we get one more of it? One more before you guys head out of here?
Yeah.
Wow, I wish I could have. Wish I could have sang with them.
Wish we could have recorded that.
It would have been really fun. I'm kidding.
I mean, I heard you scat on Anamira.
Can you give him some, before we leave, can you give him some scatting music and see, like, put the reverb in there?
You guys, you think you guys can put this in your trailer and haul it? Because I got something to haul, my friend.
Put a lot of reverb in his voice. See, I want you to do like a parrot. Just scat your little heart away.
She know I will.
Here we go.
You know I will. Just go ahead and get into the groove. Just chill out and get gnarly with it.
Get fucking gnarly right now.
Gnarly.
Would the key of G kill you? Am I right, folks? Let's do this. Doop, doop. Scoop, boop, diddity, bop, bop. Doop, doop, boop, doop, better to bop. Scoop, diddity, bop. Bop, diddity, bop, bop, better to bop. Go ahead and take it from here, Laurie, and I'll drop in some scats. Bop, diddity, boop.
Yeah.
Ah. Oh, I got something.
Do you want to try it?
Oh, do you mean you want me to try this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
nothing should be that much fun. And I didn't even
it's so much
and
fun.
I didn't even partake in it. Who else? Is there anybody over there that wanted to try? No, I could tell Aaron doesn't want to.
Missed out on scatting.
It's hard. Let me tell you something. Notice I didn't rush in there and do it.
12 years at Juilliard, my friend.
Oh, is that where you learned that?
Yep,
oh,
I sure did.
That was just natural.
No. I went on a washboard scholarship. Ended up scatting my way to heaven.
I have something I don't mind, and then we're going to hear one more song from... Look, you guys don't have it. I know it sounds so like stupid, like when someone doesn't know how to introduce comedy.
Yourself.
Do you have a name, like the three of you, or is it just you?
I guess it's just me. Yeah, it's just me. I don't know how they feel about that, but it's just
well, it doesn't mean you
they're
know,
nothing.
It doesn't.
They're nothing.
No, it doesn't mean that. It just means like when you're introduced, like
sure, Lori Pasqualino.
Right. That's doesn't mean that it's not. It's not saying they're not crazy talented. It's just there's a way it's promoted. It's just like when I do a show at a comedy club. They're not putting the blip stinko fuck.
Oh, you got that right.
All right, listen. Thank you. There's nothing like a well-placed
Worked with the Blink Stinko group in, what was it, like 86, 87? Weird guys. Weird guys.
So we were going to... Wait, I was about to do something. I was going to say... Oh, do you mind if I play something? You guys, and I hope you're all right with this, we found this on YouTube. I want to find something on YouTube about you. You used to whistle to the... You whistled Beatles songs?
Yeah, do you actually...
We haven't.
No, you don't.
Yes, we do. No. You're like scatting Beatles songs.
Yeah.
You can listen. You hear you're bouncing around with Beatles songs. That's all I know. But it's not the best recording in the world.
No, it was... there was a guy who came in illegally to one of my arena shows.
Oh.
This was in Green Bay,
Yeah, you
Wisconsin.
Can tell there's a lot of people there. You have a band that travels with you?
I have an 18-piece, just horn section alone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, this is... I think the thing we're hearing is... is more from a smaller venue you were doing.
Right. So I fired my entire band because they couldn't keep up with me.
Oh.
Yeah. Buddy Rich,
up.
Michael Jackson, maybe you've heard of Lionel Richie.
I have.
None of those guys were in the band because they're friends of mine. I don't work with friends of mine.
Oh.
But the band.
Listen, but you're whistling. Let's just, do you mind if we play it?
No, I don't mind if you play it.
You're introduced. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the incomparable whistler, Johnny Colorado.
Thank you.
He had a stage name. It's actually good. All right, I'm having a nervous breakdown. Call the paramedics.
That's all available on YouTube?
That's all.
No.
I'm glad we live streamed that. You know what? That's us having fun. There's nothing better than that.
No,
I just, out of paranoia, I get like, maybe we shouldn't shoot us doing this. That was pure joy for me.
No, it's fun.
I want to tell you a little bit about... No, listen. I got something. I got to talk to you about Well, I have to talk to you about something, and I feel funny about it, but...
Yeah. Go ahead.
Does chewing gum bother you as much as it bothers? Well, I know it bothers you, but does it bother you?
Yes, it does. Personally, chewing gum.
People that chew gum.
Oh, people that chew gum loudly?
Can I tell you?
At all. Oh. For me, it's at all.
I put a number on it. I put a number on everything. Probably 10% of people that chew gum, it doesn't bother me. They have just a way of containing it. Mm. And I'll just throw it out there because
10%.
I'm sure there's someone chewing gum. Yeah, there are people that... They want to chew something, but 90% of people, it's a different variations. It doesn't mean it's egregious all the time. Sometimes it's mild. I can get it. But when it's... Sometimes, I was talking to Robbie about this.
Mm-hmm.
It bothered my mom. It wasn't something she really liked. So me and my brothers sort of all followed through with our, hating, because it would bother her. But I sort of think, understandably,
So, but sometimes someone will walk next to me at the gym chewing gum, and I think it's like a joke. Like I'm being on a show where someone goes, he doesn't like
that
chewing gum.
It?
So we had a guy for $500 because his tongue is slopping right, out of his mouth. I go, there's no way that's how you're really chewing your gum.
Yeah.
I get it. There's different variations. Some disgusting. I go, they're not doing it to annoy me. But I think, oh, no, I'm on a show. There's no fucking way his tongue is flopping out of his mouth like a cow. Like, or is this a joke?
Right.
Yeah, go ahead. Like that.
Gum.
Oh, gum. Gum.
And you look dumb, too. You look. Yeah. No one's ever said anything smart while chewing gum.
Well,
no,
like,
maybe. Maybe that's not true. But you don't look
smart. From
yeah.
Man,
any speech where somebody's chewing gum, it's automatically
step
worse.
For something else.
Yeah. They don't give presidential speeches about chewing gum. You spit gum out. Yeah. They teach you that.
And,
that's
and
a rule
the disgusting
of
dirt that it brings over all the sidewalks.
You put it underneath tables. You accidentally touch it sometimes.
Yeah. Can I tell you?
I don't want to smell what you're chewing.
How do you feel about chewing tobacco, though? If someone was doing the exact same thing, because isn't it cooler if it's chewing tobacco?
I can't smell chewing
that
tobacco.
That would drive me nuts, too.
Yeah.
Chewing tobacco.
I wouldn't want that. No. But if I was walking around chewing tobacco, wouldn't I look super cool?
No.
no, not even 10% of people can look cool while doing chewing tobacco.
No.
No, of course not.
Well, I want to know is I hope we don't have any listeners that chew gum because they're going to be really mad.
Oh, they're going to be upset. And
Well, they get mad. They're like, oh, my God, Todd, you have an opinion on everything. Now we can't chew gum a certain way.
Felt this way my whole life. My sister, we used to be
in the
car.
What's our point? What are we trying to do? Make people feel bad to chew their gum loudly? What's the purpose of the show?
Don't chew gum.
To go after gum chewers?
It's illegal to chew gum in Singapore.
What?
Yes, it's against the law to have gum in Singapore.
You know what
else is? That's a fact. Look it up.
Well, I don't know about
that.
Then
why have gum?
It's because you get fined. You could go to jail for gum.
You know that song? There's a clip. And let me hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
There's a clip, and I want to play this for you. It's all about, you know that song, It's All About the Bass? No, of course, No Trouble. Well, Don Rickles, in one of his jokes, he goes, yeah, in the military, you know what I did? Every time they would, you know, I'd throw my gun down and go, no trouble, no trouble. It's just a joke he does. You know, I was in the Army. Every time I saw, you know, somebody on the other side, I just throw down my gun. No trouble, no trouble. And that always made me laugh, that video. So I was like him just going, no trouble, no trouble. And then another song, and then somebody sent this in.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble, no trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble, no trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass. Bass, bass, bass.
Now, you didn't think that was homework, did you?
That's funny.
But it is homework, and I'll tell
you
why.
Why?
Because we're going to try to see who can get the bass. No trouble, no trouble. Let's see, play it again.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble, no trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble, no trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
2-2-1.
Right.
Give it a shot, everybody. I want to hear it in this room.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble, no trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble, no trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
No trouble.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show, America.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size two, but I
can. Eric Olson's back in town. Eric Olson.
I see the magazine working out Photoshop. We know that shit.
All right, enough already with the music. Chris Hardwick's killing
good.
Me.
Good. He's got a budget, that guy. What a budget.
I'm going to give you a treat.
Yeah.
There's a treat. Eddie Pepitone's. And then we'll close with something fun.
Oh, let's get to something
I get
fun.
So many ideas. You think I should tell the story about the girl who said, suck my pussy? Or do you think I already did I already tell it on the show?
No, you haven't.
Aristotle's
looking like, no, I think I would have remembered that.
No.
Well, it sounds a little bit aggressive, but when you tell it, you'll realize it's not something wrong to tell. It's not using the word in the wrong way. It really did happen.
A little bit.
So we were... You're I just got what he meant. I like how I go, I know it might sound a little off-kilter. No, saying about a girl, suck my pussy, is not... Yeah. What type of behavior are normally around if that's a little off? What, right. A girl that says, you want to play with my pussy is okay, but, you know... Anyway, it's a lot of talk about pussies, and I don't. You know, I'm probably not the one to talk about it.
No, you're an expert on pussies.
Well, I do know. I mean, I know my
stuff. It's in your Wikipedia. It says pussy expert.
Thank you.
What if someone, their first time listening to the show? That's what I worry about. You know, there's people out there, one guy, and I'm not going to mention his name, his girlfriend hated the show, didn't want him to listen to it.
Yeah.
By the way, someone's not wrong for not liking the show. I get it almost if they listen to the wrong show. I got to put together.
This is pretty deep into the show, though.
To talk
show,
about.
To be like.
Oh, that's right. They're still listening.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah,
right. All right, so they're
turning it off right here. They heard the word pussy.
You're right.
Done.
So anyway. So we go camping, and there was a lot of times people would be, what are you doing with your wax?
I'm just joking.
No, that's going to kill me. Neither way. Normally, I have that in a bowl.
Paco was just picking the wax off. Off the candle now. Now it's in a separate bowl. Yeah,
it's like a scab. Oh, it's like a it's a wax scab.
Candle scab.
Candle scab.
Candle scab.
One of my favorite Elton John songs. Candle scab. Like a candle in the scab. So good. And I wonder where'd you go in on the
candle scab. Candle.
Like a candle. Okay, in
so,
a scale.
So what I wanted to say was,
just
there's the guy that's
scale.
Oh dear,
nothing but a candle scale.
Oh, that's you too. I always forget where the voices are coming
nothing
from. My doctor said I should write that down when that happens.
Yes.
How about this guy? He lives out in
where?
He lives out in. He lives out in Playa del Rey, but he's really from. He's from, you know where he's from?
Where's he from?
He's from Davis, California.
Oh, from
and,
Davis.
And, yeah, and Jingle Joe listens to the show, and he listens to what he says. This is all true stuff.
Huh?
Jen, this is what he tells us to George Carlin. Joe makes it a song, but this is what he's... We're asking him questions. He's telling us about his house.
When Aaron Simon plays his favorite podcast.
Sure.
He sits comfortably in the shade to hear Todd Glass.
Uh-huh.
Joe's sitting at home writing it.
Under the carport. Out there in Davis. Uh-huh. Playing ping pong in the shade.
Oh, they're well
sounds
on.
Like
yeah, but listen, there's more. This is his life.
The ping pong?
No. Under the carport. He's got a Subaru.
Under the carport.
Ping-pong tables, too.
Under the carport.
Ping-pong. Oh,
ping-pong. Wow. I don't have room for regular tennis, but I have room for table tennis. Oh, wow. I probably have three-star balls, maybe five-star balls.
Wow. So listen, this is what I want to give you. And I want you to be to George Carlin, I want you to be honest with me.
Yeah.
Eddie Pepitone sang... welcome to my neighborhood. And I said, can somebody score it? Now, this happens a lot, but when they send it back in, I always try to fix it. I should know these names, but I don't always know that I'm going to talk about this, so I don't have his name in front of me.
Right.
But he knows who he is. So he sends it in 2 days later, Eddie singing, Won't You Be My Neighbor. Right. And Eddie does it in his style. He kills it.
Yeah.
This guy. He added music and horns and piano. I want to do one. I'm like, oh, now... But you know what? I'm going to you to do it.
Oh, okay.
You can do a minute of a song. Is there a minute of a song you know? And then you got to think. Leave room for horns if you want horns.
Right.
You know, what do you want? And he'll put it together. If there's a pause, he did more than just
really?
Add the music. If there's a pause, he needed to clean it up. I know this guy did a lot of stuff, as they say.
Right. Stuff.
Is it?
Yeah, I've been there. Dude, it worked in the business.
What jobs did you ever have?
All of them. I literally have had thousands of jobs.
Did you ever work at Lowe's?
No, except for that. I didn't do that.
So how was remember Dairy Queen? You wanted to talk about the water?
Oh,
I'm a good interviewer.
So cold.
No, it's not. That's a myth.
That is kind of, yeah. In the Midwest, we got very cold Dairy Queen water.
So. Really?
And the swirl, it's always good.
Oh, it's a big deal. Can I tell you? Do you want to hear my Dairy Queen experience?
I'd love, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well...
Wait, are you going to...
What? I'm just going to leave us hanging?
No, but I want to tell it to you. If I'm going to tell you a story, I want to tell you a story like it's worth something.
Sure.
Like it means something. Mm-hmm. Like my life is not just some bullshit story.
Do you want something to go under the story?
I just
want to
tell my story and have it seem cool
and
real.
Cool.
Here we go. I worked at a Dairy Queen in the Plymouth Meeting Mall.
Now, the truth is, without the music, I do want to talk to you. You just had to, you did have to make the circle, and this guy wanted us to weigh the ice cream. I'm not kidding you. Like, put it
weigh
in the put it in the cone, and then weigh it to make sure you're all, you know, you're pretty close. So why do you weigh? So the thing was, he was like, then he said, well, you don't have to weigh it all the time, but you know, weigh it every so often to in case you know you're going. And then he'd make us put the ice cream. Follow this. He'd rim. We'd have to rim the cone instead of filling the cone.
Yeah.
Because then there was, you didn't have, it looked higher, but there was no ice cream in the cone.
Right.
I knew
right,
how to do it, but yeah. I didn't do it when he wasn't around. Because then you know what happens? People go away, they take two licks, it just hits the warm air mall or the reg, you know, once it hits the world, it's in a,
right.
And then it, boom, it falls in. All of a sudden you got a medium, you have a, what?
Yeah.
It just fell in. Not, so I always made the ice cream cones so big. You know what, how I made them? The way I would want it when I would get ice cream. I made them so fucking big. There was no small with me. Small was a large was an extra large, and an extra large was shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I knew what people needed. I put fudge on like they was they the amount they wanted. I used to go, you want a lot of hot fudge? Once in a while, someone would go, I go
back off with the hot fudge.
Back off with the hot fudge.
Yeah,
I had a guy do it one day.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was just my basic story.
That's
with,
good.
With Dairy Queen. So is there a song?
Man of the People.
I used to wear a suit.
Oh, to Dairy Queen?
Yeah, because I wanted people to think I was the owner's son.
Nice.
To George Carlin.
No.
No, I wore like a shirt and a tie and like a suit. It looked like... Because you know why? Can I tell you why I did that?
Nice.
I'm not going to lie to you. One time... This is the two George Carlin. There was a car wash we used to go to, and the owner walked around in a suit. And I went to a McDonald's. There used to be McDonald's that were individually owned. And this one guy in Bucks County owned like 10 of them. That was the word because his kid went to my school.
Right. Rich kid.
So jealous. Yes.
Yeah.
And his dad would always be walking around the McDonald's like in a fucking nice suit. Like
sure.
He was, he owned them. Like it was like, right. I was like, oh, that's his dad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I thought, I'm going to fucking wear a suit to Dairy Queen. Who the fuck is this guy?
Right.
So I wore a suit to Dairy
nice.
Queen.
And then people act
well,
like...
people, I used to say, everyone thinks I'm the owner's dad. And then my friend Dale would go, because you tell them you are.
Oh, right.
I'd be like, oh, you don't have to tell that part, Dale.
I like how you picked a Dairy Queen to be the owner of. Like,
well, I didn't have any other choices.
It. Yeah, you use what you got.
I only had... That's all, the only place I worked. I worked at a deli once. Our deli is to trick the owner into cleaning the floor. I go, there's no way that you can get this clean. And Larry would be like, yes. And he'd do the whole floor.
And he get it clean?
And I'd be like, what?
Yeah.
A friend told me something recently that I feel like you would appreciate. That he went to, I forgot what city it is. It would be great if I could remember the city and the name of the theater. But they went to this old historic movie theater in another city. And the marquee had all the neon and light bulbs. And not a single one was out. It was perfect. It was beautiful. Well kept. And so they went to go look for the owner. The inside of the theater is gorgeous. And they're like, yeah, that's him over there in the suit taking the tickets. And so he goes over to talk to the owner. He's like, yeah, I've owned this theater for like 40 years. I've never missed a day. I come here every day in a suit, and I'm here taking the tickets.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He fucking ran that, he ran that theater.
Like a presence. Mm. So can I tell you what I wanted to...
Thank you. Thank you. I was that man.
So let me ask you. Yeah. By the way, no pressure at all. Is there a song that you want to do? Like, do you want to pull something up and read it? Or is this a lot of pressure? I feel like you would want to do it.
Maybe. I do want to do it. I don't know. I don't have a song other than I sat right down and wrote myself a letter, and I made believe it came from you. Sit when down. I don't know. I don't know any more lyrics.
You want to pull something up? That was good, though. You can sing, actually.
Well, why are you so surprised that I can sing?
Hey, I have a woman manager on this
show. Oh, phone. Great. That's how it is.
Do you want to talk to her?
Yeah. Like,
no.
I need another woman manager in my life.
The bit that I
got my mom. I got my wife. I got my sister.
Are you married?
No.
Well, listen, I talked to your wife. She said...
Yeah, she's like, get out of here.
Can we pull something up on the screen? Like, how about...
My wife's name is Cinnamon. She's got problems.
Can I... What does that even mean?
I don't know. You tell me, Mr. Big Shot.
My wife's name is Cinnamon. And say that again, and then what do you have for us over there?
Oh, that's song. That's not that. It's an Assumption song, that's so it's like, it should be great.
Cinnamon is your wife's name?
Yeah.
Tell us about her.
Well, she's a lovely lady.
Why is Cinnamon, she has problems? Because I thought it had something to do with Cinnamon. My wife Cinnamon, she sticks over. I don't.
Yeah, you sprinkle her on toast. No, it's she's good. She's good people. I don't have a wife.
I think I could do. She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. Boom! But I don't want to just do one line. I want to give this guy something to put music to. I mean, this is a great opportunity for both of us.
Right.
And I think if one of us, I think we're both a little nervous.
I just don't. I don't know a. Oh, here's one.
I believe.
L.A. Woman.
No, no, no. Do you want to pull it up there?
Sure.
You do?
Sure.
And then they'll put music to it. I'm telling you, you it's more fun than you think. You're going to listen to the show, guarantee you.
Right.
Because
right,
you're
going
to remember driving down the street one day. Yeah, the Tyler Glass Show. He drops it every week. I guess they put music to that thing I did.
Right, right.
You're
going
to listen.
Yeah.
Would you admit that you're going to listen?
I always listen.
Me too.
I always listen.
You know when I listen?
Always listen.
Whenever I always listen.
Yeah.
You got to listen.
I'm a good listener.
I'm a good listener.
No, I'm a better listener.
Hold on.
Right.
Hold on.
No,
hold on.
No, you're right.
It doesn't have to be an argument.
Right, right.
I'm a good listener.
No, I know.
You're a good listener too.
No, I'm a great listener.
I'm
just saying I'm probably the best listener.
Are we going to go back and forth like this?
No.
I'm a listener. I'm older than you. Of course I'm a better listener. You're good. You're not.
No, I went to listening school. I you know
listening
that about
school. Yeah, I never heard of that.
Yeah.
Never heard of listening school.
Well, that's because you're not listening. It's
wait
what people
a second
talk about.
You have a good point. Is this a real thing?
Yeah,
you're right. What if I was such a good listener? Why wouldn't I have heard about it?
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah,
it's listening school for the deaf. It's my parents went there.
That makes a lot of sense. Everything you say makes a lot of sense.
Thank you.
Do you want to sing a song?
Sure,
I have a song ready.
You do?
Yeah.
But no, we don't need the words. We don't need the music.
No,
we just need the words.
This is professional.
Robbie Kirko!
Robbie Kirko!
Okay, so nice. You want to turn the words around to him? I'm nervous for some reason.
Oh, it is L.A. Woman.
Do you think you can do it? They're going to put music to it.
I can do L.A. Woman.
Okay. You want a lot of reverb?
I'd rather have Mr. Roboto,
I think. Get Mr. Roboto.
I think I'd rather have Mr. Roboto.
And we'll do like a minute of it. That way he doesn't have to do the whole song.
No, you don't want the whole thing.
You're going to do it like Mr. Roboto.
You got it.
You're going to do it like swing?
Yeah. It's going to be a swing beat.
He'll put trumpets in it. He'll do whatever.
Nice.
He made it beautiful. We'll do like a minute of it.
For Eddie. He made something Eddie. For
Eddie. Hey, if you can make Eddie sound good.
Right.
Welcome to my neighborhood. Sure, I do impersonations. Word out on the street is James Adomian is so fucking mad at me.
Yeah, I bet.
Well, because some of my impersonations are so good. He's like, fuck, Todd Glass has a serious show, a silly show, and now he does great impersonations.
Yeah. Hey there.
Not yet.
Let's see if it works.
Hey, it's Norm MacDonald here. I just stopped in, you know?
Oh, Norm MacDonald's on the phone. Hey, everybody. Norm MacDonald's on the phone.
Oh,
hey,
wow.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, Norm. How are you? Is this really you?
Yeah.
Hell, it is you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Oh, pretty good there, you know. I was just driving by your house there, and I saw the lights are on back there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to stop by there and see if you wanted to watch, like Batman or something.
Can I give you a line read?
Yeah.
He always says, like, I was at the mall. The mall, right? Like, you know what a mall is, right? Just he asks that over the weirdest questions. Like, hey, I was at the circus. You know what a circus is, right?
Yeah,
but over mundane things. Like,
I was in
my car, you know.
Yeah, I was driving by your house there. You know, your house that you live in there, you know? Like, a house.
Yeah, I know. I know, it's a house.
And it's like two stories, you know? And, oh, my God. I was like, is he going to be there, you know? I think he is. So I was going to see if you just wanted to watch Batman versus Superman.
Wait a second. I don't think this is Norm MacDonald.
No, it is. You know, Batman.
You got to prove it.
Half man, half bat.
No.
You know?
Oh, it is you.
How weird is that? You know?
Wait, it
oh
is
God.
You. It is you. It is you. It
oh,
is
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
it is
yeah.
you. It is you. It is you.
So, just wondering why I wasn't invited there.
Oh, no, it's not. It's not Norm MacDonald. It's not Norm MacDonald.
No, Todd, I think it's Norm MacDonald.
No, it really is. Yeah.
You don't think this is Norm MacDonald?
Well, Norm MacDonald I know, you loves to sing L.A. Woman.
Yeah, well, you know, I got to get going.
can we put...
I guess you got Paco Romaine over there.
Okay, yeah. Well, good talking to you, Norm.
Yeah, sure.
See ya.
Wow. Can I tell you you're good at that?
Yeah, no. So you could tell that was Norm?
You know what I feel like, and maybe I need to be honest. I feel like I'm pushing this on you.
No, I'm really into this.
You know what to do? Say, I'll say you don't have to do it if you don't want to do it, and then I'll proceed to beg you to do it.
Okay.
No, seriously. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Look me in the eye.
Yeah.
One time on the show, Brandon Wardell didn't want to do a bit.
Oh, okay.
By the way, to George Carlin, this is a true story.
Oh, okay.
What I'm about to tell you is a true story.
Right.
How it goes after that, who knows?
Who knows what's going to happen.
But so Brandon Wardell, I threw a bit at him, and he goes, oh, I don't want to do that bit. And I got up and hugged him because that's how comfortable. Nobody should ever have to do a bit on a show. This show, we end up in bit land sometimes where they're uncomfortable, or they're unsure, or they're like, wait, I got. Sometimes you just get lost when you're being that silly. So when Brandon Wardell said he was lost, he didn't want to do the bit, I was like, thank you. That's what I want to know, that if you're doing it, it's only because you feel comfortable.
Right,
so if you don't want to do
it. No.
I don't want to make you do it.
Well,
would you rather not do it?
I'd rather not.
You won't do a little bit, maybe?
I'd
don't want, I don't care. I'm not going to make a big deal about it. You don't want to do it?
Not really.
Oh, come on, please.
No, be a professional, Rory. Oh. I mean, Robbie. Yeah, you know what? You should be in great honor. Rory Scovel is just doing just fine. It's not an insult to call your name. Your name is Robbie. His name is Rory.
Yeah,
is that the energy
close.
That I've created in the room?
Close.
Have I ever yelled at anybody before on the air? No. So I went to say, hello? Hello? Hi. Blowjob? Sounds like blowjob.
Does
it sound like blowjob?
Yeah, it did sound like blowjob. Maybe it's sped up. Maybe it's... Oh, no, it's blowjob pressure. He's saying blowjob pressure. Blowjob pressure.
Put that L.A. Woman song out there.
Oh, and I want a Mr. Roboto.
Oh.
Mr. Roboto.
Yeah.
Is the cat still there?
It's professional. I have both.
Hello,
I have both of them.
Hey, cat.
Oh, are we going to do it with the music, though?
Cat.
Oh, there's music happening.
No, there's no music. The guy's putting music to it. Are you not listening?
Okay.
I can mute it. Hey.
Oh no, guys, I'm listening.
Guys, I'm listening.
Yeah. Robbie Kirkhope never listened to anybody in his life.
Why don't you listen?
I'm listening. Why are you guys saying that?
Oh.
I'm listening.
Oh, you made him cry.
No, now I feel bad. He is listening.
He is listening.
No, he's listening.
No, you're a good guy.
He's totally listening. Oh, you can see he's listening. Yeah, I was wrong. We were wrong.
I was listening.
No, you definitely were. Yeah, you were.
I was. He was listening.
LA woman, let's fucking sing this shit. I know how to fucking take over a show. Mr. Roboto, I mean.
You're wondering who I am.
Hold on. Can I introduce you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me turn the screen towards you. It makes me feel better. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Lori Pasquale.
You're wondering who I am. Machine or mannequin. With parts made in Japan, I am the modern man. I've got a secret I've been hiding.
It's not changing.
Wait, he'll put music in. Oh, is this not moving?
No, it's not. No.
Oh my god!
Like 2 minutes into
this
it,
is exhausting.
Like
I know.
Why you know what? That's good enough. Who needs music? If you want to put music to it.
It was the same words on the screen for like 45 seconds.
Staring at the.
Welcome to my world.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
What? What's up?
Won't you come on in?
They actually mentioned IBM.
Miracles, I guess, happen now and then.
Stuck inside my heart. You my
Please keep going.
I'm upset because my manager said that I went out for an audition for a guy that had to cry. My manager said that I don't cry fake good.
You're a great fake crier, Todd. No, you're so good. Don't listen to your manager.
He also said...
Todd, you're the best. Nobody cries better than you in this town.
Fake is you.
You're the best fake crier in this town.
Yeah,
Hollywood should be knocking your door down.
Yeah, crying.
Anybody would be lucky.
They should be crying at your door.
Yeah. They should be crying at your door.
Yeah, they should just.
Eric, do me a favor. Remember that we're going to put some pictures on Snapchat tomorrow.
Ooh,
don't forget to write that down.
Snapchat.
Oh, Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Favorite ice cream.
I love chocolate.
Just pure chocolate?
No. We're going to go with Moose Tracks.
What is Moose Tracks?
Oh, what isn't Moose Tracks? Delightful chocolate.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Can we get some guessing music?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't we have fun, right?
Let's have a little fun for
once. I feel like we're not having fun like we used to.
Well, it's not a cruise.
The bells in the...
It's not a cruise.
Thank you. Maybe you can
it's
play
a job.
That?
It's a
what
job.
What is that?
What is that?
Maybe that... No, we don't need music. Fuck the music.
Yeah.
It's just me and you.
It's just...
Let's
it's
fucking
just
do this
time.
Shit.
Go time.
We got it. We got stories. We have interesting things.
So many stories.
I don't need belt. And I'm serious. I'm so fucking mad. Well, a lot of the people are saying on the message boards. I mean, this is just what they tell me here at my headquarters.
that they're mad at me because of the length of the shows. They go, how's he put out that much content?
Right, right, right.
And there's a lot of... Chris Hardwick said some shit.
Right, right, right.
Chris Hardwick, I got to be honest with you. He did something I didn't appreciate this weekend.
Oh.
One of the...
dirt. We got some dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Took me by my shirt, jammed me into the wall at the Nerdist headquarters. and why would I make this up?
Was it by the gym? By the lockers?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They got a beautiful gym over there. Nerdist headquarters. I mean, it's nice. It's like the real deal. Nice. It's Lionsgate, you know?
Yeah, it's real nice.
So Chris Hardwick, I'm walking down the hallway. He's walking up the hallway. Aristotle knows he's in and out of those offices every day. He's got
I got the biggest office there.
He's got the badge.
Wow, Aristotle's a big office.
We don't joke about the Illuminati. It's the only word I could think of. It had nothing to do with what I was doing, but yet it served its purpose.
They had to take four offices, knock down the walls in between to give me my one office.
Thank you.
Whoa.
Aristotle, and this is the truth. I've seen him yell at some people in there. He has a toilet at his desk, and he yells and shits at the same time.
Wow.
Because he's so mad he doesn't want to control himself. That's like the pure insult to another human being.
Right.
That I don't think you're worth not shitting in front of you. You goddamn it. Ah, shit's flying out, and you're yelling. Imagine having your boss shitting and yelling at you. You don't give a shit anymore.
You think that's the...
Woman or man. I don't want to be sexist.
Is that where losing your shit comes from? Like that phrase? Like he lost... I'm just wondering if that's where they came from.
What
goes
is Moose Tracks?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So talk about your ice cream.
Moose Tracks.
See the good interviewer that I am. Does that make you scared?
No, it does. There's a. I don't. People at home can see the hair on my arm standing up.
What is it like? I'm like a Diane Sawyer or something. They're saying. I don't even know anymore. Who cares, right? Just let me do what I do. I'm not like worried. Oh, what are they saying?
Yeah.
Every. You know. Go ahead.
It's weird that It sounds like dinosaur. Diana Sawyer. Diane Sawyer sounds like dinosaur.
Diane Sawyer, more like Diana. No, Diana Shora.
Diane Sawyer, hardly knew her.
She's a dinosaur. Moose Tracks.
I'm going to do this new thing I do. It's called 5 Questions in 5 Hours.
Oh, good.
Okay, you ready to play?
Got nothing but time.
Favorite color?
Yellow.
Tick-tock on the clock. We got an hour.
Tick-tock on the clock.
Does Moose Tracks have pretzel in it?
Oh, yeah. Does Moose Tracks have pretzel?
That's one. Yeah, that's one.
Fuck.
Yeah. There's other delicious items in Moose Tracks.
Can I tell you something about ice cream?
Yes.
Chocolate?
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Caramel?
Yes.
No, you're just saying this to be liked.
Look it up.
I don't know about this flavor.
Look up Moose Tracks. Look it up. Your
sea
shit.
Salt?
Nope.
Ugh. Who wants it?
Yeah. Ugh.
No, it sounds
chocolate
delicious.
Chips,
sounds
right?
Can I tell you? Mm. Can I tell you? We're going to have an after show tonight.
What?
It's up to you if you want to be here for it, but it's going to be called... We don't usually eat on the show, so we're going to drop it as a separate episode.
Got it.
It's going to be about appreciation. We're going to ask you to get an ice cream you like, and you can listen to the... to part two. It'll go up. The regular podcast will go up. And then there'll be another podcast. It'll be called Eating Ice Cream with Our Names.
You're right.
We'll put all our names there. We're going to go get that ice cream. We're going to get pints of it. And we're going to eat it in the living room around the table. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to unplug my microwave. I don't have my microwave out because I don't know where to put it.
Oh,
but
okay.
Because that's the truth. I mean, you have to be honest with people. Mr. Rogers said if it's mentionable, it's manageable. And I've had a hidden microwave for many years. And I don't know where to put it, so it's underneath. And I get away without it, I which is odd because I used to use it all the fucking time.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with health reasons, I'm not going to lie. But I'm going to pull it out because, and excuse me.
Oh.
I meant pull it. Oh, guys, you really thought I meant pull it out?
A family show.
Oh, it is. No, really. Come on.
Mr. Rogers, listen to this.
Hey, who's ever's foot, and I don't give a shit. I'm not going to, there's going to be no paperwork. No one has to fill out anything. I just want to make that really clear.
Okay,
whoever's foot is in my crotch.
Woo!
I guess you're all defending each other now. No. Okay, listen. I'm going to tell you one more time. I'm going to look the other way. I'll shut my eyes.
Yeah.
Don't make funny sounds. Whoever's foot is in my crotch.
Woo!
That's fun and everything, and I get it, but somebody's foot is literally in my crotch.
Woo!
No, it's not. What makes you giggle? I don't do interviews like that. I get questions written for me. Chris Hardwick gives me questions to ask.
Yeah, I've seen
it. I'm embarrassed. Can I read some of them?
Sure you can.
So he's in the Nerdist headquarters. I'm walking down the hallway. I should mention, I have a jean jacket on. I don't know if it makes me look tougher. He said I looked aggressive. Oh. I'm not an aggressive person. So anyway, I walk down the hallway. He takes me by my shirt, and jams me. I'm down at the workout facility. And he goes, listen, Glass. You and your fuck friends over there.
Yeah.
It's like, my neck is killing me. He's got his thumb in my esophagus. He's fucking, he's not fucking around. And it doesn't look like he's taking him that much energy to really be, in control of the situation. He's got me by the throat. I feel weak. He goes, more fucking jingles. He goes, I don't give a shit. Play Aristotle's.
Yeah.
He goes, play it. Todd, no one wants to hear you and your dumb. He goes, nobody wants to hear you and your dumb friends talk about shit. Oh, shit. No, I don't. No, I think he has the right. It's his network. So this girl was around the fire, and she was saying, suck my pussy, suck my pussy.
Right.
Of course I'm going to finish the story. I have a professional show.
Yeah.
No one's going to be mad at this story. It's not wrong. It's like I'm not making fun of what shouldn't be made fun of. Hey, by the way, I'm sure there's a guy somewhere else telling everyone to suck his dick. Isn't that America?
Yeah.
So it's just that one girl does it, and it probably seems a lot worse. Although I wouldn't like either behavior. If there's a guy around the fire, hey, suck my dick, hey, everybody. I wouldn't care for that either. So, don't think... that either way that I'm being sexist, because I will never be cornered in anything at all. I will always be right and on the right side. Well, you can say that all you want, but I'm just saying that, there's a right and there's a wrong. I like to be conscious of my comedy. I try to be aware of what I'm saying. I just think a lot of people, I don't want to be on the wrong side of the history. And I'm sorry, and I know that I have a guest in front of me, and I don't want to go off on a tangent, but I just feel like, look, there's right and there's wrong. Why are you done evolving? Why don't you want to learn? Why do you want to think that tomorrow is worse? Why is it going to be worse? Is it going to be worse? So anyway, I want to thank you for coming out.
You're welcome.
Hey.
Paco.
Yeah.
Paco.
My song.
Hold on. What were we?
From the sub doc pop.
What were we? Who
shut that off?
I did.
Oh, it's okay. What were we talking about? She's around the fire.
Oh, right.
And it starts out, to George Carlin, I'm being honest, it starts out where she is just, singing, and I think there was a song with that word in it. Now all of a sudden I get clinical. Pussy was right in it, and then that turned into one thing. And at first it was just being silly, and, So anyway, and then she turned into, she had liquor poisoning. It wasn't a silliness that you could be a little, I've seen it before where it affects someone in a very, almost they don't, they're done even really being aware that there's an outside world. It's all inward and outward to them. I don't even know if there's any give and take, at least, sounds that sound like they're giving, but it's just them just, anyway, so she said, I don't have to keep saying it. So anyway, she said it. Just, she was being, getting down on the ground. Oh, she was trying to, put her hand over the fire, not enough where she would burn herself, but just to look magic,
right,
spooky.
Like Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We go, one mistake and serious, that's no bullshit. That's not just that's not a lesson I want anyone to be seeing, but it is so 1 second away from when you're drunk and high playing with around a fire. And we have to watch it. For her, it's fine.
Right.
Once her hand gets burnt, it's more she'll get the painkillers. I got to watch it for half an hour. She dances around the goddamn fire. So anyway, suck my pussy, suck my pussy. Oh, come on. You got a lot of nerve. So anyway, yeah, it's, suck my pussy, suck my pussy. So anyway, and then, okay. So then... when we woke up, the car was already gone. And I pictured the ride home. I did. I really did. I pictured the husband. Why did we have to leave? I could have just apologized. I made a mistake. Honey, when you say suck my pussy around the fire at night, it means we have to pack up early in the morning. That's just the way it is. Hey, look, I've made worse mistakes, and you put up with more of my behavior, honey. Yeah. It's not like I'm trying to be... How many things have I done? I'm just saying, you made a mistake. Lesson learned. Probably, I've made a lot more. But no, we're not going to be the couple that the wife or the girlfriend says, suck my pussy, and we're still there in the morning. Part of saying suck my pussy around the fire at night is that we leave early in the morning so people can talk about us as they should be able to. That was an odd experience for them to go through. They wake up, they're having their coffee, and even if they're, they're not saying you're the worst person in the world, they have to take that in. That was a little weird last night, and if we stay, they don't get to do that. And then she's quiet in the car for about 5 minutes, and he's not yelling at her. It's a very healthy relationship, matter of fact, and it starts pouring. And she, after 5 minutes, goes, Well, I could have apologized. He's like, you're right, and maybe I made the mistake by leaving. I thought we owed it to everybody. So we asked Jackie, how do you know this girl the next day? And she says, you can turn that all off. And she says that she met her in the dog park. So that's the end of that story.
Wow.
We had to tell her, you got to invite people that you know. Thank you. So this ice cream that we're going to get.
Yeah.
Can you give us, do you know every ingredient in it?
I think so.
Go ahead, why don't you list
well,
it?
Well, you got your chocolate, your caramel, your marshmallow cream. You got
chocolate chunks.
Chocolate chunks. You got your pretzels.
Yeah. Wow.
I just want to say that I guessed all of my ingredients right, and I've never had this before.
It's real. And did you mention caramel?
New.
Did we mention caramel?
I mentioned
caramel. Real taste.
Can I tell you something Eric said that was really funny? I hope I do it right. Keep that music playing. I'll bring it back in. Mm-hmm. He said that he went to McDonald's. And I'm repeating it because he's not on the mic. And he gets nervous on the mic. I'm sure. I make you look bad. No, he gets nervous on the mic. He's like, he's looking at everybody in the room and goes, I don't think Eric gets nervous on the mic. He's talking to it all the time. Now, I'd let him talk, but he gets so shy around the mic. So he said McDonald's, they couldn't get a McFlurry because they just cleaned the machine.
Oh.
He's like, oh, I'll come back when it's dirty.
Yeah.
Like, you know, yeah. Wouldn't that be? He goes, yeah, if they say that, you go, yeah, then I'll have two.
Yes.
What's that? Oh, yeah. anyway. So he says some, you know, I think I wanted that joke, actually. You people were a bad audience.
Yeah, that's bad.
No, it's a good joke. How about I defend you? I could go, oh, Eric over here, what's he know? You know it's funny. I know it's funny. And these people weren't paying attention.
I tried. I went to listening school. I tried.
Oh, is there, you know, I didn't think there was such a thing as listening school.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought there's not such a thing.
No, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, big deal. It's a big deal.
I never heard of it.
Yep, it's a big deal. It's like fifth and sixth grade.
Never heard of it. Not once.
Yep, people talk about it a lot.
But I never heard of it.
I know, and it's on the news.
I don't hear about it.
It's on advertising.
I never heard about it. How could that be?
Yeah,
it's two of the worst sketch group. You never take my lead.
Yeah.
This is the epitome of no end. But I never heard of it.
It was on television. It was in newspapers.
I can't believe I'd never heard of it before.
Your mom and your dad probably told you about it.
Funny, for this information, I've never penetrated even being part of anything that I would ever know.
Well, that's part of growing up, you know? That's just
I never heard of it.
It's on Facebook.
Never.
On Twitter.
I've never heard of it.
I've seen cars.
I've never heard of it. I don't hear it.
I don't hear it. I told you about it.
I don't hear it. Oh, what's that cause of? Oh, because I'm not a good listener?
Yes.
And blackout.
Scene. Kitchen cut-ups. The kitchen cut-ups, ladies and gentlemen. The kitchen cut-ups.
You like to cook?
Oh, do I ever.
I got a better question. I'm going to interrupt this question with a better question. And this is the other shows are so fucking mad. Yeah, I'm very good. I can do it. This is me just saying, fuck you to everybody. Watch me do it. Let me ask you a question. Would you rather cook dinners or desserts?
Dinners?
Yeah.
What's
something you cook? What's the easiest thing you know how to cook that's really good that you could tell everybody right now to
make? Pork chops.
Really? That's easy?
That's really easy.
It seems so hard because they got to bake and flip them and the flames.
You don't bake them.
What do you do to them?
You just flip them. You put them in a cast iron skillet. You get them in there real nice and hot.
Some butter on it.
Yeah. Oh, shut up.
Some pepper. Some butter.
Is that true? A little butter and pepper?
Yeah.
Maybe a little garlic on top.
A little garlic, a little seasoning onion,
some pepper,
a little tarragon, a little cumin, some Marrakesh.
You know Michael Cumin? Mm. Cumin. Is that Cumin? Oh.
Michael Cumin. When he'll be cumin around. It's
More singing, the show.
Yeah, thank you.
You'll close with it.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to close with a big number. Guys.
I do want you to close. We're going in for the close, by the way.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
I don't want to let you go because I had fun with you.
Yeah, it's a problem. It's a problem. My mom said the same thing before she packed her bags and left.
Oh, your mom packed her bags and left?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
How old were you?
I was four. I was four, and my mom took off.
I don't know if this story's true, but someone said you raised yourself by yourself from four to...
That someone was probably my mom. Yeah, that's who probably told you. My mom left when I was four.
You lived at the house by yourself?
I lived...
This is a true story. How did you earn money?
Well, I was still at the factory then. I was still there.
Make it sad? Can't you make it like he had a magic wand?
As if my mom leaving me alone at four is not sad enough. I'm sorry, I'm making this into an 80s movie. I want Kenny Loggins to do the soundtrack. He was 4 years old, working in a town with one industry, the paper mills. His mom packed up her bags and walked out the door just when he needed his mom the most. When Jack said hi, the world turned a smile. 4-year-old Jack living on his own.
Tuesdays on CBS. It's Jack. You're going to love his precociousness.
He's precocious. He's crococious. He's latocious.
Favorite club. Favorite comedy club. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Punchline.
Go. Which one?
Comedy club.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Which one?
Punchline.
Which one?
Punchline.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Punchline.
Which punchline?
Oh, which punchline?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
No, up to her tits.
Favorite favorite hamburger. What type of hamburger do you like? Ketchup, mustard, bacon? You got to go to McDonald's. You don't have a choice. It's all you can eat. How you're going to make your hamburger, I'll tell you mine. You'll tell me yours. And the three of us will go around, and you'll tell you have to go there. You have to eat it at McDonald's. You want to get a hamburger. What do you want? What are you going to get?
I'm going to get an all-beef patty. I'm going to get seasoned buns. I'm going to get your lettuce, your tomatoes, your crispy bacon, your onion, and your pickles. Ketchup
you're
and
a
mustard.
You're a fucking idiot that's what you're going to get.
Dude,
I get the better thing. You're a fucking stupid.
You always do this.
You're fucking stupid.
Me?
No,
why?
Yeah,
I just
because what I would
Mac.
Get would be so much
look,
fucking
better.
You
want to know what I want?
No.
You
want to
know what I want?
No, I don't because yours will be stupid.
No, you guys know what I want. You don't understand burgers.
What the fuck I would get? What I would get, you would fucking
be. You think I don't know about burgers?
What I would get would be so fucking good.
No, you guys don't even
shut the fuck up.
You think
shut the fuck up.
You
don't know shit.
You do that.
A little pepper, a little bit of this. I'm going to barf. Over here.
Big
hey, excuse me. Can I talk?
For
no, seriously,
minutes.
This is bullshit. What I would do if I had a burger, if I had to go to McDonald's, lettuce and tomato, no. You get triple bacon. Triple bacon.
Triple.
Two double quarter pounders and ketchup on a potato bun. That's fucking it.
That's done.
That's not where you raised in Afghanistan. That's not a burger.
I dip my burger in soda.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
That's not a burger.
Fuck you.
I'd get what Todd got, but twice that.
Oh, no, he did it.
Aristotle got Todd.
Favorite childhood memory?
My mom leaving. She packed her bag, she went out the door.
She packed her bag, she went out the door.
She said, I'm not coming back, you gotta raise that whore of a sister of yours.
Oh.
Now, she was 16.
We're talking one woman show.
Her name was Cinnamon, she had problems.
So anyway, I do want to talk about one other thing. I had a friend of mine, and you know, we're talking about this, we're talking about that. I talk about this, and then I go, oh yeah, let's talk about something else. Mm-hmm. So that's just because that's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It makes it easy for Aristotle to edit if I do that because it fits in anywhere. Mm-hmm. You know how we're talking about this, we talk about that.
Oh, yeah,
No, all of a sudden we're talking about this, and then I want to talk about something different. That's my right.
It's a classic conversation.
Wait, he was talking about that, and now he's talking about this. It seems like they went off. No, that's what they do on that show.
That's what they do.
Sure. So anyway, with that in mind, if I could take liberty to do that,
sure.
If that would be so bold of me, I would like to... I forget what I was talking about. I swear to George Carlin. Wow, that's not good.
It's fine.
No, it is. Tell me, what was I going to talk about? Help me.
I think we were still in the middle of the rapid fire questions.
No. Oh, right.
We did do those burgers.
And you asked me my favorite childhood memory.
There's somebody that we know that's a personal friend of the show that talks about burgers. He knows about burgers. You want to hear him talk about burgers?
Who?
It's our good friend, John Cena.
Patriotism. There's a word thrown around a lot.
It is our good friend.
Debate, it's worn like a badge of honor.
Let's
and
see what
good reason.
John Cena thinks about
because
cheeseburgers.
It means love and devotion for one's country. Love. For a word designed to unite, it can also be pretty divisive. See, there's more to patriotism than flag sequins with onesies and rodeos and quadruple cheeseburgers.
Quadruple.
Quadruple.
He likes quadruple cheeseburgers. Wow, John Cena.
Do you
true
think
American
it's fair
hero.
That Aristotle said, I'll do what Todd does, but twice as many?
You mean quadruple?
Aristotle's John Todd. Aristotle got Todd. Aristotle got Todd.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. Hey, how could you be depressed listening to this show? You're lucky. This is depression.
Yeah.
What we do here.
Depression.
Oh, see, I can make jokes about it and they laugh because it's not, because they know I love them and it's a, they, oh, look at you, you're laughing because we're laughing. Oh, now you're like, uh-huh, hoo-hoo, look at us. It's all good, warm feeling. Look at you feeling good. Is that such a bad thing?
Ooh.
Oh, that's so nice, positive. Yeah. You should feel good. Okay, everything's going to be fine. No, it's positive. Positive.
Oh, you should feel good.
Everything's going to be great. Everything's going to be fine.
Everything's going to be
It's all right, even if it's okay just for a little bit. You can just drink a lot of water, let yourself be in a funk.
Okay,
everything's
going to
be good. Just be silly with us.
Happy.
This could be like a meditation. Everything's going to be fine. La, 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 la. Look at you listening to us.
La, 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 la.
Why did mommy have to go skipping in the hallway by myself, eating paint, knowing how to go outside?
See, you can't do this on a normal show.
No.
Here we can do what we want.
What?
No. We're having a good time. People like it. It's necessary.
Oh,
you think
on,
that's
Chris.
Necessary?
That's
what,
throw it like on a game show, like if you're on a game, like a singing show, and then they throw like, all right, the floor is yours. And then you just.
The floor
just
is yours.
Just like minimal effort into trying audition.
It's like, it's the way Byron Allen throws to. What do you, we're going to close. Can I tell you something? But it's a good tired. I'm tired.
Yeah. It's a good tired. It's hot today.
I don't know what to close with,
hot
though.
Like biscuits.
Of course I am. We never even did a show. That was the cold opening. We never did a show tonight. You got to admit for a cold opening. That's
amazing.
Of course, I'm not going to imply that that was a show. This was the show that gets shelved as the show that never happened. That's a lot for a show that never happened. Yeah. This is the show that now other podcasts would go, oh, this is a show. This isn't a show. This gets cataloged as they were going to do a show. They did a cold opening. They never did the show. It got put on the shelf like that. That's embarrassing if other people drop this shit. This was the non-existing show, and we'll close with this. Bing, bling, bling. Bing, bling, bling. Can you get a lot of reverb? What's going on? I'm not going to let you down. What's the matter with you? Of course it's not a show. It's a joke. It's professional. Can't you hear the music the way it comes in and out like that? That means I know what I'm doing. Listen to the beat. You of course I'm not gonna lay it down at this show. Our guest tonight was the incomparable Paco. Paco. Paco.
Yeah.
My God, that was theatrical. You committed.
Wow.
100%, baby.
Sometimes you feel fat, and sometimes you feel dumb, right? You ever try to read a book, and the opening quote before the book even starts is too much for you to understand? I have horrible anxiety. My friend told me I should meditate, so I went to the bookstore. I picked up the meditation book. Page one, it said, "Only that day dawns to which you are awake." And I was like, well, this book is for somebody else. I'm having a panic attack trying to break down the first sentence in this goddamn book, so... Evidently, I'm too dumb to meditate. I didn't know that was a thing, but... I don't really understand meditation. My friend's like, "You have anxiety, you should meditate." Oh, I should sit alone in a room with nothing but my thoughts? That's a cure for anxiety? What's your cure for my ADD? Sudoku? I don't really see how these are linear, you know? My friend goes, "Meditation's easy. You just lay still with your eyes closed for like an hour." I'm like, "Isn't that a nap? That seems awfully similar to a nap for me." He's like, "No, it's different. You let your mind wander wherever it goes." And I'm like, "Yeah, that's a dream. That is a nap featuring a dream that you're referring to. I've been doing that since I was a fetus. It doesn't help with my anxiety at all." Do you guys nap? We're not supposed to nap as an adult, I don't think. Like, if you're over 65 or under 10, people, like, accept that you nap. But otherwise, people think that you're lazy. That's why we came up with all these adult terms to make napping seem better than it actually is. Like, power nap, that's a good one. Power nap makes it seem like you're working out a little bit. That's kind of fun. I've never felt powerful after a nap my entire life. I feel discombobulated and horny after I take a nap. Confused with an erection. Not really a power stance, I don't think. Cat nap. That's another good one. That makes it sound adorable. I'm hungover. Are you snoring? No, I'm purring. Fuck off. I'm a little sleepy, goddammit. Noisy. So now I just take naps and then I tell people I meditated. You can do that. That's not against the rules. Nobody checks, you know. It's good. If you tell people you nap, they think that you're lazy. They judge you. But if you tell people you meditate, they think that you're better than them. It's kind of nice. You know? I also replace the term masturbate with the term my stretches. That's another thing that you guys could do. And then if you combine those two things, it makes it seem like you're a lot healthier than you actually are. You know, I talked to my mother. She's like, "What'd you do today, Joe?" I'm like, "I woke up pretty early, did my stretches, got the blood flowing. Oh. Then I ate a light breakfast, and then I meditated for about 2.5 hours. Then I woke up, stretched again, meditated for another 30 minutes. It was a pretty big day. She's like, "I'm really proud of you. That takes a lot of discipline." Sure does. Only that day dawns, which you are awake. So remember that. Thank you. Thanks, guys. You guys are nice.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.